5:15.
Okay, 5:15, we're going to open the meeting. We'll have one thing on the agenda, work on the budget. So here we are, working on the budget. We're on page, we made it through page one, we're going to page two. Don't get going on that.
Don't look at that?
No, no, no. We can look at it in a minute. No, later on, it's not a big deal. So we're on page two, which is tougher. But it's actually not, because a lot of it's fixed numbers, right, Melissa?
Somewhat, yeah.
Have they changed it all?
We're probably underspent on some of it. You definitely don't need to raise any of them, I don't think.
So you're staying right with that and coming out to seven?
Yeah, I mean, if some of them, if you look at the actual expenses from last year, you could potentially drop. It's hard to tell because, number one, I didn't have an assistant for a lot of last year. So some of these numbers are going to be higher than we reported last year.
We'll just stay with what we got. And then, so that one's just going to be a wash, the whole length of that column.
Your hospitalization, is that going to...
We actually calculated that one out.
So that is 60?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That went up a bunch, but...
Well, I didn't have an assistant. There was no second person on insurance.
So that went up 25%.
Roughly.
But it didn't because we budgeted for it last
year. We did budget.
Budget didn't change.
We budgeted $70,450 for last year.
No, what are you looking at?
I don't know.
We have $60,000 for last year.
Budget was $70,450 for
total,
last year.
Total.
Oh, the whole thing, yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Okay, he's getting total now. Okay. Yep.
I see. You budgeted 60. We only spent 21, but you think we're going to be closer to 60 this year because we've got an assistant. Thank you for clearing that up. Perfect.
So that should still be 70. 450.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
So 0% on that one. Perfect. Next one.
Yeah.
The next one, I think you need to raise the retirement.
The 1900 stays good?
The 1900's good.
Okay.
I think retirement probably going to be closer to 8. Right now we're at a little over 3,500.
So if they're going to do away with Medicaid, why are they going to continue to take it out of us?
They ain't doing away
with
it. They
gotta pay for the people already on.
Yeah.
You just won't have it by the time you retire.
Well, they're talking doing away with Medicaid.
Yeah, but that don't affect us.
They'll just use the money somewhere else.
You're still gonna pay it.
Yeah, it does affect us because we've been paying it. Well, it's no different than paying our taxes and them giving it away.
It's no different than paying for Social Security your whole life either.
Yep.
If it goes away, it goes away.
The Social Security good?
So you think retirement's going up to 8K? Is that what you said?
8, yeah.
Around 8. All right.
So security's good. I think sick pay is good. Vacation pay, probably 2,100.
Got it.
And then child care contribution, we haven't been budgeting for, but I think we need $500.
Okay. Yeah, because that's that mandated.
Right.
Yes. We need 500.
Yep, there's again.
So that is 19.05%.
Did you get your spreadsheet?
19?
So what's the total?
1.9.
19.05.
What's the total going to be?
22.5.
Oops, okay. That's where we got lost. Okay, just a second. So the total's what? 22.5?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the percentage?
19.05.
18,900. Yeah. It's close to 20%. Yeah.
Your heat and everything would be about the same.
I think you can probably drop the propane to 2,000.
Yeah, because we made that change.
It doesn't look like we're going to come close to spending it, but it's hard to say based off of 1 year.
So electricity's probably the same.
This can't be the right amount then that you spent last year, 266.
It is.
That's all you spent last year, 200.
Well, so we got a credit. Suburban took their tanks. We got a credit.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then the credit paid for pretty much all that the new company brought, and they barely put any in it.
So you haven't got the second load yet, right? So they're burning it now.
They're burning it off.
But I don't think, I think 2,000 is probably fine.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah, that's good.
Wouldn't want to go too low because, like I said, it's only been that one transition year.
And they're supposed to get a rate pay on the electricity, but you think that's going to be all right at $1,500? They're supposed to do a rate increase, aren't they?
I haven't heard. I'm sure they will if they can.
I don't know. Where are we at right now? Yeah, it's probably fine because right now we're not even at 700.
Uh-huh. So that's halfway through.
Yep.
So.
And you're thinking a phone to roughly stay about 1700?
Phone is 15.
15.
I think 15 is enough.
You did last year. You spent 1585.
But we had to pay consolidated a cancellation fee.
Oh. So 15 for phone, you think?
Yes, and I think streetlights should go up to 15 because we, for some reason, we're headed in the other direction. I don't know why all of a sudden, but it's costing a lot more.
Streetlights? Where do we have a streetlight?
One here and what? One on the corner?
In the Mills.
In the Mills.
Okay.
One up by the general store.
Shit, we're getting into the. Are you tapped into that for here?
No.
one up to the general store across from Greg Dudley's.
Oh, yeah, okay, at the top of the hill.
Yeah. Yep. So I got, for that column, I got 1500, 2000, 1500, 1500.
Yep, for 6500.
For 6500, which is a decrease.
4.41.
Minus 4.41%. All righty. In the fire department, we had that with 46?
46.5. And that is 3.39% increase.
1.39%.
No,
3.39. Oh, 3.
3.39, okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't put my hearing aid in. Mm-hmm. My selective hearing caught it.
So that bottom line will come 46500.
Yes. That's what the fire department budget was the other night.
Yep.
And it was plus 3.4% once somebody figured out how to figure it out down there. I remember that happening. The next one is assessor's expense.
That should go down after we get done this reappraisal.
Well, he's still going to spend your 4 hours a week.
Yeah, but we spent nothing on advertising, so you want to just take that out?
You could.
I think you better leave it in there, because when you do this reappraisal, you're going to have to advertise.
That's part of your reappraisal costs, though.
Oh, okay.
Separate money.
That should be in that contract, okay. Right?
So we'll add that $100 into that $5,000 to send it.
So are we leaving it or taking it out?
Taking it out, you said.
I'm just...
I don't think we need it. Computer expenses, I probably would leave because we don't know if he's going to be part of getting a new computer.
Yeah, we were talking about getting refurbished ones over there or something. Yeah, okay. So leave that at $800. Yeah.
15 still good?
I think so. I mean, he hasn't raised his rates in years.
Okay. 25 seems to be still pretty good, or went up a little bit.
It is. The one thing I do want to ask you, though, so we get money from the state for listers, basically. It's roughly been $700 a year. It's been put into a liability account and saved for years, which I don't believe is the intention. I think it is for you to pay your lister or assessor or whatever your regular fees are within the year.
Right, so that should be an income for that department.
And that should
for at least 4 years.
It shouldn't be a liability account. It should be a credit.
It definitely shouldn't be a liability account, and I don't think we're supposed to be saving it. It
should be a credit account.
It should be revenue. Yeah, to offset your expenses.
What that should have been done, it should have been put into a reappraisal fund, not...
It's not for reappraisal.
It's to pay the lister.
We get separate money for reappraisal.
So, yeah, that should be like an income for...
I think it should be an offset for your wages. Yep. Or whatever. You could use it if
so
you're spending other money.
Yeah. Is there money in there?
Yes. So that's the second question. Number one, do you want me to take the future payments and put it as a revenue to offset some of these?
Yes.
And number two, don't quote me, I think there's roughly $7,000 in there right now that's been saved, which I can move to offset some stuff from last year. We still have the ability to do that. I can throw it into this year. If you don't want to spend it, I think...
Well, we could take like $5,000 to offset of the reappraisal.
No. Kim, we can't use it for the
reappraisal? I don't think you're supposed to use it for the reappraisal. The state already gives you separate funds.
Okay, I just was asking to see where we could offset it.
My only concern with that is if we do... So let's say we take $7,000. I know it's not, in the grand scheme of this budget, it's not a lot of money.
No.
But isn't it going to artificially lower?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it budget-wise. I would not do that.
No.
Maybe the 700 that we know we're going to get roughly.
Yes.
Would take that off.
Yes.
Yes. The other one I wouldn't budget for anywhere, even if you decide to use it in whatever year.
Yes. Well, you don't want to make that dip.
Right.
You know, why'd that go up next year?
Well, what you could do is you could use it if your hired services this coming year are higher, say it's 1600.
Yeah.
You could use that to offset
some of that.
You could. We could split it half last year, half the year that we're in, however you want to do it, but I think you need to.
If we level funded this thing right across the board.
At 2,500. That's the labor.
Yeah, but if we level funded everything right across the board, right down through,
mm-hmm.
and if the thing goes up a little bit, like last year, they overspent $415.
Can that come out of that?
Take that out of that liability account?
So, yes. What happens is when I put it in as income, it's not going to this specific thing. It's going to the pot.
Yes.
Of that fund, of the select board fund.
Yes.
So you don't necessarily have to say you're putting it towards anything. I'm just going to put it in as a revenue. It's supposed to be spent on Lister stuff. So you could,
yeah, it's
you could do it all at once because you're paying your assessor $15,000.
It's
okay. So let me
so you're telling me it's fund. What is that
it
name?
It would go into your fund balance, pretty
yeah,
much.
But it's what is that stupid fungible? So our balance goes up by $7,000. We pay the Lister.
Huh?
When do they?
Oh, yeah. They've got parking.
Parking ride or something. So we pay the Lister. In theory, that money went toward the Lister, but it's just going to raise
it.
It's just going to raise our fund.
So
yes.
So just level fund this.
Well, question for you.
I think I know what he's saying.
If we just leave this one right now, go down and through, do all the rest of them, and some of the stuff we raised it, could we use that to make your percentage of increase through the whole select board fund lower by taking money out of this?
You could, but if you're going to do it that way, you would specifically have to take it off of that section.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to bring you to looking like we're spending
yeah.
less
than we are. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But then it'll look like we're spending less this year, and then next year
right.
yeah.
It jumps up again, you know.
Because you're seeing.
What you could do is we could add a line item. We don't even really need to. So your budget is probably going to go up, but then we have revenue. So when you say the select board budget is $500,000, that's not really what we're raising in taxes. It's a lot less than that.
It's minus the revenues.
Right.
So just make it be a revenue.
So your
and,
percentage, the budget is going to go up, but you're not collecting all that from the
taxes. Right.
Yeah.
So why cut? Because we're talking about in there, then could some of that go towards the computer upgrade? Because that is going to be the Listers?
I think, yes. I think
because it's
good, to do
fungible.
Well, I'm
yeah.
just saying because
it's, fungible, you can
because
just use
it's
it.
Not money.
I don't know if that's worth
it. It's not coming off. It's not showing up. I mean, we got it, but in there, but it's not. You're not having to raise taxes for it. It's already, it's something.
It's already,
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
If we can,
it's expenses for
right.
the Lister's
office. Right.
So
that's
you,
what I'm saying. If the
so
computer.
You're going to list that as revenue, which we also.
We could add it into our revenue sheet for when we set the tax rate.
When we do that, it'll come off the tax rate. But
so
it won't
they'd still
be
getting it.
It won't be monkeying up this,
yeah.
this, right?
But if we could
monkeying.
Do that, if they're going to upgrade or whatever with the Lister's computers, it actually is going towards
use
that,
it, whatever.
Right?
Yes.
So that would be really what it was intended for.
Well, technically, once you've done what you're going to do, you can use it for anything you want.
Right.
It just offsets how much
yeah.
we got to raise.
As long as you have at least $7,000 in expenses for the assessor for the year, you can
yeah.
use the entire amount for whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. As long as there's seven in it going out in this bucket.
Right.
Yeah, it's because it's money. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The postage went up. Does the postage, we're going to level everything in this one here?
You
want
to level fund this one, or you think there's some of this that needs to go up a little?
What are we talking, assessor still or not?
The
yeah,
assessors.
We're going down there for labor. Yep, my next one was labor.
I don't think so. Well,
the labor.
Really, it's hard because it depends on how many changes he makes and has to send out.
So should we go to three then, or stay? Should we go up, bump it 500?
Well, if you make
I wouldn't bump it because you're going to have money to cover it.
Okay, so
yeah.
We'll stay 25 then.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can level the whole thing.
Level.
Definitely don't go up.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a good job. Because we're going to have.
You'll have money.
We'll have some revenue to take care of that.
Money to burn.
Not really, but. So how much. I know this is a little off topic, and I don't want to go any distance, but how much effort is it to convert those so-called liability accounts to revenue accounts like you should?
Funny you should ask.
It's a lot, right?
The problem is I like we're in the in the process. I'm waiting on NEMRIC. We're switching. I have to switch the chart of accounts first because the chart that we have doesn't have enough digits.
Okay. Yeah.
They have to do that part for me. Once they do that, then we gotta swap everything to the new numbers, and then I have to separate these accounts. So it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. It's just
just taking some time.
You have to do it in the right order.
Exactly.
Or. Because it's all in a big database for that. I get it.
Right.
And there's not enough columns in the database. And the old one, they got to add columns and rewrite the software. And exactly. It's probably going to change our account numbers.
Yes. They're all going to change.
Everyone. The names will remain the same, but the numbers.
Yeah. I might make a little more,
Understood.
Yeah.
So, but then you'll have enough. You can swap
because
them all.
Most of these liabilities actually need to be their own fund, which is like their own first number is going to be its own thing. Like
yeah.
The cycle fund is a one. This reappraisal fund for reappraisal is going to be its whole set of numbers.
Seven or whatever.
So that you have your revenues, expenses.
I got you. All right. Well, thank you for doing that work. I know exactly what you're doing, and it's a fucking thing. Pardon my French.
Well, especially when you have to wait on other people.
Yeah. Okay. We're up to dog officers.
Wait, so that went down must be a little bit.
Yes, because I was going to say that.
And you take the $100 out.
Yeah, you took the $100.
So what was the percentage on that?
0.37.
What?
It went down 0.37 because we took the $100 out for advertising.
Oh, it's not 20. It's not level funded.
No. It should have been 26.9.
Yeah.
Not that this is the official record over here. But. So it went down a little bit. Point something percent. Point nothing, right?
Yeah, 0.37.
Point what?
0.37.
37. A third of a percent. That's pretty good.
You're knocking off $100.
Huh?
Knocking off $100. All this staying, you think, the same?
The dog?
I think you can, I mean, if you want to drop some of the budget, I think the labor can certainly drop. We haven't come close to that since I've been here.
1,500?
Yeah.
15's plenty.
You
probably
got
lower.
If right now... You're halfway through the year, you spent $800.
Well, I can tell you Faye is not likely to charge you for dogs.
$304. Half a year.
Oh, on your that sheet, yeah. So if you want to drop that one to $1,500?
Yeah.
Advertising, you want to leave it at $100?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because you got to
impound fees, $250.
I would leave that.
Just in case, because...
Well, we haven't gotten the bill yet.
We don't know what that's going to be for sure for the 10 days out there. Right?
Mileage?
You could probably drop that.
We dropped it last year to 250.
Yeah.
You
500. Actual was 150.
So far. Drop it to 200 even, probably.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I didn't hear.
200.
200.
200
smart line. In fact, we probably should get rid of that line.
Put that zero?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then supplies, probably 275. Fine.
Leave it at the same, yeah.
What was the 400, though?
We overspent.
Because we bought extra stuff. We bought the kennel and stuff.
Bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
One-time purchases.
Usually all we're really getting, we did buy a little bit of supplies this year.
We bought leashes.
Wasn't very much.
That was like $23.
Generally just the tags that we're buying.
Yeah. Because most of them now, they return it, the pole thing and everything that they had
right.
And all that stuff, right?
Yeah, we bought some buses and this year.
Okay.
It was like $23.
Yeah,
$23.25 for the total.
$23.25 and it's minus 19.13.
Minus 19%, huh?
And what was it, 23, what you said?
$23.25.
Thank you.
Health officer, I think you can leave the same except for drop the labor to 1,300 unless you plan on giving them a raise.
$1,300 and everything else.
What's it, $100 a month?
$107.
And honestly, I have to force Faye to take it, so I don't think you need to raise it.
$1,300.
Postage seems to be staying about the same and everything here.
Yeah, we don't generally spend any of that.
So that's going to be 1,500 instead of 1,600.
Yeah, so minus 6.25.
Minus what?
6.25.
6%. Nice. Planning Commission.
And so you can leave the advertising if you so choose, and then the dues are $10.99.86.
The dues?
$10.99.86. Yep. And the supplies on the end, do they need supplies?
I don't think so. They've never spent any money since I've been here.
So 1100 and
1149.86,
8.01. You're quicker than a cat. I'm trying to get one down.
8.06.
Okay.
8.01.
1149.86 is the toll for that one.
Look, I'm just reading off the computer because I already put it in.
Oh, okay, so, all right.
I'm sorry, she's way ahead of us.
I know.
She's only changing what we're changing. So,
I like you got your
auto calculate.
So you got 1149.86.
Yeah, 1149.86.
Yep. And then 0.801. Yeah, but you have.
It just wasn't calculating.
Something happened with the cells.
You can turn the calculation off until you hit the button in case it's slow.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
I think when it got transferred into a new year, it didn't.
Well, back in the old days when computers weren't fast and you had big spreadsheets, you didn't want them calculating every time you put in a number because it would take so long.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn that off and then you get everything entered and then you hit a button and go get a coffee and wait because then it would trunk away and then five minutes later.
Yeah, you don't have to do that now.
No, I know. Quick now. You don't have hand crank computers anymore. I get it.
You want to drop advertising some or no? Stay at 500 with it. I don't care. I'm just asking because I see.
Well, it's up to you. You could if you wanted.
And what are you in? Miscellaneous?
Yeah.
Yeah, advertising.
What are we advertising for? The only thing we ever advertise for is jobs and help. Yeah. Help. Yeah, help. So yeah. Help.
Hopefully, so we won't need that.
So, 5 or 4?
I'd drop it to 4.
Well, it don't do any good to advertise New Citizen anymore. Nobody reads it.
Right?
No, seriously.
They don't get them.
No, nobody mails it. It's up at the store.
Half the time I get out there, and then I said to the wife, and then by the time I get around and get out there, it's the middle of the week, and it's gone. So I said, well, I'll get it next week.
So somebody's picking up, though. Yeah. Or maybe they're just taking them back. I don't know.
Actually, you could drop the advertising to 3 to make up for the 200 that I think you need to add to special occasions.
Okay, so drop that to 3?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And you want to go to where?
Special occasions, which we didn't budget for last year, but $200 is what you're generally spending on the award for town meeting.
Okay, perfect. Is this $3,000 pretty close? I see it was over
here. I think probably. I don't think it'll go up much. It may go down, but
the other one, it went up $15 last year.
$200, you want that?
You want to do $3,020 or?
Up to you. I don't think it's big enough difference to worry about.
Okay. Well.
Unless they raise it $1,000, but there's really no way for us to know yet.
I would put $3,100 in there.
You can put whatever you want.
Okay. And the reason, just to, I'd rather be over budget, over budgeted, underspent. Does that make sense?
What'd your new generator stuff for the school cost?
I don't think you need anything in the generator for the school because they pay their own bills.
Okay, good.
Just put the 0 because whatever it costs.
Because it's a wash, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because we'll.
Comes in, goes out, they pay us, it goes back in. So exactly. It's, it's a 0.
We get the bill, we send them a bill.
So far, that green up's 100, stays at 100.
Well, do you really want that? Because it's not actually 100.
Yeah.
And you're not spending it out of this account. You're paying for it through another account.
Yeah, the green up stuff.
You've been doing it through Good Neighbor.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's put 0
in. It's a couple grand usually, right?
Right.
For tires.
$100 is nothing.
Yeah. Right.
So just make that a 0. And you could, when you're doing the new accounts,
Some of these just don't make sense. I plan on getting rid of a lot of them.
Axe them, yeah.
And condensing a lot of them.
Condensing
them.
At least
for the select board fund, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Leases for church and school.
You need $50 for that.
Why? What are we leasing?
Apparently, there's a long time agreement from 100 years ago, I don't know how long, that you give $25 to the school and $25 to the church. I don't really know any more than that.
Was that
we give
hour?
More than that to the school.
Oh, definitely.
We give way more than that
and
to
you probably
the school.
I understand that.
$25 when you give them the school. But
I would lower that to $25 and not send that check
to
school.
That's up to you. I don't think they
why
even
do
know
we have to send it to school? It's just a donation.
Because back in the old days, we probably were.
It's apparently some kind of lease to use the
shop. Maybe this building was built on school property.
That's right. We're paying a lease to the school for this building to sit here.
That they no longer own. They sold it.
Or something stupid like that.
So $25?
I would. I don't have a problem sending $25 to the church.
Yeah, no.
But I have a problem sending a nickel to the school.
I don't think they're even going to miss it.
Well.
Don't worry.
I have missed a school tax payment, and they did miss that. I said I did forget to send them a tax payment because you have so many days after the due date, and they did miss that.
Yeah, they contacted you.
And what did you tell them? The select board voted not to send this to you anymore.
I said, sorry,
You should have told them that. Just see what they say. Well, the select board has decided that we're
we thought
paying.
We could save a little bit of money by collecting another day's interest on it.
Yeah. Seeing as you're not so willing to part with your money, we aren't either. What was the number on that?
36.25 minus 0.68.
0.68. Not a huge change, right? So that's good.
And I
told
him I
think
he needs level.
Level the
well,
new equipment fund best
Unless
we
you
can.
Want to change the amount you
want to raise. 96.
Because that's where they're getting their money, this reserve fund,
yep.
That 15,000. That's where they're getting that money to pave that parking lot.
Right. That's right.
If anybody asks, so this money here has already been saved out of the select board fund for the fire department.
Yeah, it's already
that's the whole purpose of the reserve.
That's the whole purpose.
They've already paid this already in their taxes.
Yeah.
Right. Already.
So this is one of those things that we raise 96,000 on taxes again this year, right? No.
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we're just budgeting this.
Oh, yes. 96 for those three things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that will be in tax because that's going to go in, will go in each one of those funds.
So much in each one of those funds.
Yep.
But then what that does is insulate us from a huge bond issue or some stupid.
Well, that's
or
happen.
When you go to purchase a new truck or a new piece of equipment, you don't have
We're making the payments up front so we don't, and we can earn interest on this money so we don't have to make the payments in the back and pay interest on the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the answer to the question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No
you don't have to bond for it either at
right,
2%
pay
or 4% or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're actually making money on it, you know what I mean, until you need it. Just like this, the paving down here, we won't have to, won't have as much in the fund in there, but we didn't have to raise it in taxes either.
Yeah, the goal here is to keep the town's budget, kind of level, not to go way up, go way down, go way up, right? It's always going to creep up over time, but.
400 good on this one? They're all this?
I didn't get very far on this one. 400.
Okay. Animal control. Delinquent taxes. Looks like we overspent on that a little bit, but.
That's your?
Oh, because we only budgeted 1,000.
So it all depends on whether we have a tax sale.
Yeah, right.
Which
that,
been,
because
no
the
law,
yeah, because the lawyer and then every the running it
and paying everything up front.
Running it in the paper and everything.
Yeah, so you want to leave put 3,000 in that?
Sure.
I think because there's probably going to be a lot of tax sales once the school gets done with us.
Well, I think we'll probably have one this coming year because there'll be a lot of people that'll hit the. Mark.
You're going to hit the mark.
The 2 year.
Right. And even though they may not end up in tax sale, you're still paying
you're
all
still
the
paying
fees
all
to get
the
them
fees.
To pay. Yeah.
So health, I don't understand that.
So this is like for lawyer fees, basically.
This, yeah.
I don't know that.
They're professional expenses, so
right,
lawyers.
Health.
What's the health part? That's
that'd
not,
be if you needed to ask the lawyer some questions.
A question on a health officer where
somebody.
You could probably drop it if you wanted.
Well, no, I just was curious what it was.
Just wondered what it is.
Part of it sounded like an insurance thing that should have gone somewhere else over there. That's all.
I should say probably health officer.
At least 1,000 on the highway one. Cause.
Hey, he's been pretty good.
Sorry.
No, I'm just saying because of this guy. Plus, I.
Okay, so because of the town that was up there, so does that need to go up more? Because we're over by 42.
Well, we only budgeted $1,000.
Yeah, I know.
And we got hammered.
we went over on the delinquent taxes and the town part. Whoa, $4,000 over.
Yeah.
That's all to do with
4,300. Yeah.
Hold on.
I'll bet you a dollar to donut. That's sports committee. Lawyers expense for sports committee and lawyers. Because we ain't had a law for the campground that this year. It's all been that sports committee.
This was last year.
This was last year.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I was looking at.
Oh, maybe
some of it is them,
Maybe it was Camp Road if it was last year.
Yeah, you're thinking last year. This year.
This year was.
I know what it is. I put the survey in there, $4,500.
That's what I was going to ask. If the survey was part of that road here. So.
Because I didn't have a good place to put it.
Should we put $1,500 just to raise it a little bit? Or no, the 1,000 has been good for it along?
Yeah, it's fine.
What's that?
I think 1,000.
Okay.
And then the last one is
outside Ivory Reserve.
So, this is one of those things.
When do you have to have it? 5 years you do it here?
I don't, huh?
Every 5 years you do an outside audit here?
I think you're supposed to every 3 years, but yes, you should at least every 5 years.
Okay.
So, this is the money we're putting into a reserve.
Yes.
I'm not sure that it belongs here or how we should put it.
Yeah, because it says reserve funds.
This is going to be money that's raised through this. This actually probably should go over in the other one we just got.
Kind of like your appropriations or whatever.
Yes.
For your reserve accounts. We should probably move it at least.
Should go back to.
Should go back on.
It shouldn't say equipment fund, but it basically you want to be into a spot like that.
So that.
This one says new equipment.
That should say reserve instead of account.
Instead of a fund, it should be new reserve funds. Is that what you're thinking? And then move it in with that one?
I think it should go in that section. Because you're asking for it and you're asking to save it. So it needs to be worded as if you're putting it into a reserve.
Yeah, so where it says new equipment.
Should be reserve fund.
Should say reserve funds.
For new equipement, should say yes.
And then reserve fire department. Then everything
and you can put that outside audit right over.
Talking about the bottom line says total new equipment fund. It shouldn't.
Yeah, because it's named that.
It's not really the new equipment fund.
No.
Your fire department equipment is its own.
What if you just changed the names.
Right. But I don't know why it was ever called that because it's.
But if you put just reserve fund under here and then total reserve funds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? That covers everything, right?
And then
it'd be listed all right there. So this one, this 3,000 here,
could
go over to here.
So that's what you're going to do is swap that around a little.
Reserve funds, loan payment. Because one of those is a loan payment.
Okay. Yes. Move to reserve. I'm just making that note.
Yep.
And it's going to be level.
It's no longer going to be new equipment fund. It's going to be a reserve fund.
I'm gonna
payment.
Label it reserve fund slash loan payments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because one of those is not
for
loan
the reserve;
payment.
It's for a loan payment.
Yeah.
And the same thing down at the bottom. It just changed that same name down there. Be total reserve slash loan payment. Right.
Once she changes the top one, it'll force the bottom one to change.
Okay.
I think.
And then that 3,000 will come.
Probably not.
So that's gonna raise us to 99,000.
Right, but it's still level funded. Because that 3K is still 3K, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying, it's going to bump this one up.
Yes, it'll bump that one up.
That one up, but subtract it from the other one.
But it's still...
What's the percentage that one's going to go up then, if we do that?
Which one? Zero. Because it's already budgeted.
0.03.
0.03 by adding that 3,000?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Help me with that.
I'm adding the 3,000 into that other section, into the reserve section.
Yeah, and that shouldn't change it because it was 3,000 last year.
No, but you're adding it to this section, taking it away from this section.
Yeah.
So the sum increase should be zero.
Well, in the end, yes.
Oh, you're going to make the other one go down.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
The other one, this one's going to go up. This one's going to go down.
Yeah. So this. Thank you.
I get it now.
Well, it's level funded, right? It's
all level. You're trying to get an extra 3,000 from us here. I'm watching you, Bubba, here.
So that one goes up just a little bit.
0.03.
Okay. So
almost nothing. And then this one's going to go down by.
Well, hold on. Did we assessor? Did you put anything in there for
1,500?
No.
Oh, 800. 800. 15 on the town part.
All right.
No, I thought we. thought you guys stayed at 1,000 for the time.
No, I thought Butch said 1,500.
Okay, so we'll straighten that out.
Well, why don't we go to 1,500 for the highway and 300 for assessors?
Okay, so 1,500 to the
highway.
Okay.
We'll even it out with the assessor and drop that to 3.
And then.
You guys are good with that.
8, then the town is 1,000.
So you want assessor at 8?
Oh, assessor's at, we're going to drop that to 3.
3.
300?
We'll give you the 5, yeah.
And then town is going to be how much? 1,000?
Yeah.
Again?
So we're at 4, 3, 8, 15, 3, 1,000.
And did away with the outside.
Yeah, and this is gone, going over on the other side. So this one's going, I'll take that one out of there. You're going to take that right, that line item right out of there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That one goes away because it's been moved.
And the grand number is?
7,000.
7K even.
That one went down.
30%.
30% right on the pin.
30%.
So that's why percentages are a little bit misleading.
Until you get to the bottom.
Yeah, you get to the grid. Yeah, there you
sum
go.
Sum of minus 30 here and plus 0.03
right. Yeah, but when you're talking 7,000 based off 100,000.
Well, yeah, so this 0.03% increase and this 30% decrease is right. Zero. Yeah. It becomes zero because all that, everything we moved is level.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Which is, that's why it's a little bit.
I know, it's almost like, why do you even do the individual sections percentage?
It doesn't. I don't know why, because I see that whole 30%, it went down 30%. That's a big deal,
sense.
But it's only 30% on $7,000.
It might make more sense for Ricky.
Yes.
But not for this.
Not for
it shows people where their money's going.
I guess. The percentages can
be. You know what I'm saying? If somebody comes in and wants to see one of these charts right here.
Right, but percentage-wise,
it can be very misleading.
You can still
misleading.
Have this without your percentage on every side.
Yeah.
But it can be very misleading.
Yeah, because at the end you'll see if it's going to go up 4.78 or whatever it is.
Right. There, so it's like one of those, what's them games you play where you go all the way through the end and then, surprise! Yeah.
So, Tim, what are you going to charge us for labor for Lemoyle Solid Waste?
Lemoyle Solid Waste? How about the ambulance guys first?
Oh, okay.
Probably I'll do them.
Is that the right number? Or that was last year's. What's
that's last year's.
We haven't got one?
No.
He hasn't come to us yet.
Nope.
The ambulance guy hasn't?
Should we go to wait and leave it or go 66? Because it's going to go up at least that.
Well, he's been going up anywhere close to 5,000.
Yeah.
So which we kind of rubbed him a little bit last year about that.
Yeah,
yeah,
what the fuck over.
We did. He got all that.
COVID money, and didn't spend it, didn't save any of it. Yeah, no, the roof and all the other stuff that they ended up doing.
Yeah, but based on his past performance, you know, that 64 turns to 70.
You can put whatever you want in to hold the place, and I'll highlight it and we'll go back to it.
I think 70 will be probably into there. Let's hope it stays the same.
That's where it's going to head. If he goes up, if he's consistent, his increases.
We won't tell anybody, though.
So just what would be 5%? Of
65,000. 65, what is that calculating? Well, 6 times 5 is what? 3,000. So, yeah, it's going to be near 70.
Yeah.
65 times 3. What's that?
Do you know what your county, Lemoyle County tax is?
No. And too fucking much. So every number you've been plugging in the last several years, you're a year behind.
Yes.
So. I think you need to go, obviously, more. Looks like they've been going up a couple thousand, but it really, you don't know because it depends on everybody's grant list on December 31st.
So we're around 18,000. Should we go to 20?
Probably.
Okay.
It's going to hurt.
Tim, stay away from percentage on this one, buddy.
What's going up?
And the sheriff's department, you went to that, didn't you?
I went to that. He was plus 8.5. He's going to try to be plus 3.5%. So
okay, so if we go 4.5.
Plus 3.5% over 32,323. Let's add 3.5% to that, please.
So if we do 78 on the ambulance
roughly
contract, 35. It should be good. But you're going to do the 70.
Roughly 35.
How much?
A little less. 34,984.
Yeah, so make that line for the sheriff 35K.
35K? Yeah, because he was at 8.5%, but he said he's going to try to get down to 3.5%. And Chaz and I both kind of bitched pretty loud about, oh, you got a $50,000, $60,000 expense there for this antenna you had to have for Stowe. And that was most of the over the 3.5%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we kind of whined about that a little bit. Said, look. And he said, well, can you live with a 3.5% increase? Roger's not stupid. He's put out 8.5.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing he can squeeze it to 3.5. So that's where it would be. He'd be at 3.5.
Yeah. So you're thinking it should be another $5,000, Rick, on top of that, almost $10,000 more?
For what? On the 70? The ambulance
contract?
The ambulance contract? I'm thinking you're going to be right around 68,000.
68?
Yeah, it'd be 68. So we put 70 in. I put 70 on mine, but...
Yeah, what if you figure that, it'll drop a percentage down on the end, but
yeah, that's going to be...
I can put whatever you want in for now.
Yeah, because we'll be hearing from him right. In the next...
We should.
Very short.
I'm surprised he hasn't...
Yeah, because as he comes... Yet. So this is...
No, remembered after he emailed at some point and said he would come in after the first of the year. I'm trying to find his email.
Yeah, usually it's the first weekend, the first meeting, I thought, in January, after the first of the year, yeah. They come. Because sometimes he comes back. One time they came at the end of January because it was getting close for us to try to figure out to get to our book. What was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Was it two years ago? To try to get it in the book.
So, emergency response contract has been, it was $1,900.
I'd probably leave it.
Leave the $3,000 in there.
$3,000.
Well, because they need to join.
So then what that's going to do is help buffer the 76 that the fucking ambulance guy's going to charge.
So what do we got, 68 or 70 on the top?
70.
We put the 70 in, but I think you're going to be right around 68.5.
So
See that percentage?
Did you say
that
again?
High.
Percentage?
6.91. 6.91. See, that percentage ain't that high because it's a lot of money. Yeah. Lamoille Regional Solid Waste Management District. What the hell is that?
The dump.
Dump.
What dump?
Johnson.
You have to be, yeah.
We have to join it, remember?
Lamoille Solid Waste.
Oh,
David Wickham
David
on it. That's what I said. How much are you going to charge us?
What do you mean, how much am I going to charge?
You have a set rate.
Hopefully,
unless you change your rates.
That's what you're getting. Well, he's the chairman of the board, so yeah. I mean, David.
What is this to
David
pay
not
for,
there.
For a job?
Oh, long story on that subject. Did the school ever contact you about appointing somebody for
school board?
Or not? No. No, they didn't. The person they have appointed contacted by message over the weekend.
Who appointed on the board? Did they do?
Apparently they don't need any permissions. We've asked.
They appointed somebody as our school board rep?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd they appoint?
Tiffany Cochran.
Who the fuck is Tiffany Cochran?
Faye
voter.
Okay.
A resident. A registered voter.
She has to run in March, right?
Yes, would only be until March.
But
or somebody has
I thought any vacancies that come, the select board appoints for the town.
It's a little confusing, and I did try to look it up. That's how I read it, but there's a couple of different statutes, and it depends on the structure of the school. But one of them says that they must notify you, how many days?
30.
Five
days.
They have to notify you of the vacancy where you would appoint somebody. The other one says they have 5 days to notify you and basically consult with you.
And we ain't heard a thing.
So did I miss that meeting?
Yeah.
Did I miss that meeting?
So not only when we voted ourselves onto the Lamoille North Supervisor Union Island, we voted away our right to pick who we want to be on the school board.
Yes.
And no offense to Tiffany Cochran, I just don't know who she is. But that doesn't make any sense to me.
What they call
no,
it?
I feel like they should have.
Democracy.
You want me to read what they said? Hold on, I can read what the.
No, I don't think I do. I'm already pissed off.
Well, I'm gonna read it. Hold on, we'll get to there. Where is it?
I did have to reach out to them, telling them that this was our
in
understanding, and to make sure that they didn't need us to do it.
In consultation with Vermont School Board Association, the town select board recommendation is not required in the appointment of an interim school board member. If you would like the information on Tiffany Cochran, your select board for your select board meeting on the 23rd, please let me know and I will share her letter of interest with you. But there's no action needed to be taken by the select board.
So the only way you'd know about that then, so must be she the only one that did it, must be? That, so that.
Apparently she sent a letter of interest in, by the sounds of this.
Well, that's fine. They reached out to her.
Oh.
My understanding.
Well, that's, you know, and that's fine. I get it. That they're trying to move their agenda forward or whatever it is. But again, it's the state and the stupid education thing. Overreaching yes. their bounds.
Yeah. Well, they just, it isn't bad enough that every time we pay our taxes, we find out just how bad they're beating us to death in here. Now another 12%, maybe, if we're lucky,
right.
that they're going to rape us more on it in here because they can't figure out how to run something in here. Oh, man.
Whatever.
Yeah. Fine. Anyway, back to the grind.
Back to the grind. We manage,
work a few more hours.
manage what we can manage, I guess. But they're taking that over. They're taking over the permit process for what you can use your land for. I've read a bunch of articles here recently about this Act 73 and the new stuff that's coming and whatever. So you remember we're supposed to write a letter for the town report?
Yeah, the select board report.
I started thinking about that a little bit, you know,
yeah.
whatever, and what to put in there. And, you know, we got to put in about this is what we did, the addition, this is what we did. And I was reading the one that we had in there last year. Great letter, nothing wrong with it. Very soft, I thought. Very polite. That ain't where I'm going. It's not, I'll be just as polite as I can be, but people need to understand the state is running right over little towns like Eden, right and left. And if they don't, people don't start getting involved and pushing back in a big group, petitions or whatever you got to do, then there's nothing us three sitting here can do to fix it, right? There's nothing we can push back on.
My belief is honestly in here, and I think
it's really sad.
10 more years, you won't be doing anything in town. The state will be telling you what to do, and they'll be just like this right here. You'll just get a note. You won't even get a notice. You won't even know, and you go, well, I wonder if someone's going to do that. Oh, they already appointed somebody.
This is from Newport Ambulance Service. I did find. This is their rough. They don't know for 100% sure until after the first.
Let's see how close we were. 67, 66.9.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't
we put in 67?
Yep.
Yeah,
let's put their number in.
Put 67 in there. So that drops us to 120.
125.
5 even.
4.41.
That's better. 4.41.
Okay. I'm perfectly happy with that. We were close. Your 68 was real close. Yeah. But that's their guess number, so you know it's going to be 68.5.
And there again.
123.
If you look at all them towns that are paying them, they're running their business off the towns.
Absolutely.
Not for services, but off the towns.
$50.03 per person.
Yep.
For every town. And they went by the census, I guess. Or
yep.
$50.03 per person.
But if I call for an ambulance, I have to pay my share. Because I've got insurance. My insurance pays.
Oh, yeah. You don't get free rides.
No.
Hell
no. No. That's what I'm saying. That's just to have them on call.
Well, there's a town around that people have to pay to be part of it, to be picked up by an ambulance. I can't remember which one it is. It's like $100 a year.
It's Eden.
It's not.
We're paying $50 a year.
No, like, I don't think it's part of their budget. They literally have to pay $100 a year. To be provided the service.
Yeah, they just
if you don't pay, you don't get service.
So basically, that's how they come up with the money
for
their budget.
Yes.
Okay, everybody in town. So every household.
So instead of putting it in the tax.
Right, you pay individually.
You pay individually. Yeah. Right?
If they came to my house, I got to pay $150 in order to come to my house.
But how does that work?
No.
Like, do they honestly not respond to your
they
call?
They honestly
if you didn't pay.
Don't respond. They may respond, but the price is way bigger, probably. Or they got some deal, right? It's like buying insurance.
It's $100 and I don't know.
It's like buying insurance, right?
Yeah, I think so. That includes the whole household.
But what happens if the whole town says no?
I don't know.
Because my insurance,
I wish I remember which town it was.
My insurance will pay for an ambulance ride, right?
Yeah.
Because I have it through work. I just re-signed up. It's $500. It's $1,000 a month for insurance. For medical. Almost. $485 or something like
that. So you're getting a good deal on it.
$485 every 2 weeks.
Cost the town almost $3,000.
Yeah, I know. But so the company's paying.
Right.
My company's paying a big chunk.
Yeah.
And they're good about that, actually. Knock on wood, right?
Yeah.
But still, they'll pay for that ambulance ride. So I would opt out. I wouldn't pay the $100.
You'd have.
But then would the ambulance not come to my house?
Yeah,
that's the question.
I'm going to have to see if I can figure out which
ambulance from a neighbor was paying. Get one person in every little group.
Just go to their house.
Well, it's like the state now. They've gone to these lifetime licenses so that fish and game isn't collecting as much revenue as they need.
So they're going to charge for skiing and
hiking. No, they're going to charge you an access fee to get on state property.
Yeah, right. They're in charge of me shit.
To go watch birds or go hiking.
$20, they're thinking around $20.
Who's going to enforce
it? If you got a hunting license, you're all set to go. But if you don't have a hunting license, you got to buy a pass.
And who's going to stop me?
Game warden.
Hey, how you doing? What are you doing here?
Yeah, hike your ass back out.
Yeah. Hike your ass back out.
Adios, amigos.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That would be.
But ain't that awful? We already.
That would
we
be.
We pay for everything for that land as taxpayers, but yet you don't step on it unless you give me an extra $20.
Well, we don't pay.
Double dipping.
And as a town, we've got 30% of the town we don't collect property taxes on. That's owned by the state, and they're going to charge me to go over there and stand on it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. That ain't happening.
So is this 5-9-6-8-8? That was what with everything before, right? So
I would.
Wait, did you guys do?
Where are you?
The solid waste. Do we need to raise that $50 on the expenses? Must be the meals have gone up.
Well, no, because it's less on the other one. I think we're just not budgeting it correctly. You can switch the numbers around, but unless you raise what you're paying them.
So make it 600 and call it close enough.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be over on one category and under on the other.
Right.
Close enough to zero. So you're going to go to those meetings from now on and eat breakfast?
No.
You don't have to go. You can Zoom.
Yeah, it's a Zoom meeting now.
Yeah, but you don't get your
food. How do you get expenses?
How do you get expenses if you Zoom?
I think I asked you guys this last week.
You pick your lunch up and go get lunch and bring it home and you set for the TV.
Really? Did they really charge us for expenses to Zoom them?
Yes, yeah, and I think I questioned it last year, and you said that's what they get paid. They get paid the expenses and the.
Well, see, I didn't know they. Right?
I didn't realize they were Zooming. Yeah, yeah. I guess
you got to remember.
It went right over.
Aren't Zoomer guys?
No, if they're Zooming, no, they don't get no expenses. We're not buying a bag of popcorn for them.
So did they? So did whoever's doing this. This was David, right?
Yeah.
So did the solid waste management district appoint somebody new for us? Or?
No, haven't heard from them.
No.
Not so much.
I just figured school did. I figured they would.
Oh. Things are running.
So in March, we've got to elect somebody for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Perfect.
You getting your hand up?
Mm-hmm. What? No.
Okay, so for appropriations, I have a question. So far, two people have asked for a higher amount. And I told them both they need a petition, and both of them have questioned why they need a petition, because they are not a social service. If you look at the law specifically, it's for social services that it's required. But to my knowledge, from what I've been told in the past when I asked you guys, I think it's everybody.
Who's looking for more money?
Well, first of all, what's the total for appropriations without appropriations?
What?
What's the total?
577-1498.
What were you? Speedy Gonzalez here.
577-149.
86.
577.
And that's
2.46. That's not.
Like, we're not by slow.
577.
Yeah.
149.
2.46. That's 86. Not horrible.
86.
And what's the
percentage? But you don't have this in it.
2.46.
No, I know, but that's without appropriations. So that's not horrible.
Tim talked. Is it
2.46.
Okay.
That without the appropriation. Now your appropriations, you're going to be 3% or better.
Well, if we go up on any of them, but if we don't, they're going to be the same.
No, they ain't going to be the same because you don't have the appropriations in there. Did you add the appropriations in as they set now with this?
I'm going. Yes, I just did.
Okay, so that's what the percentage is with the appropriations?
No, no.
No, that's not
that's what I'm saying, okay. Yeah.
But if you don't change them, then...
If we don't change them, that's a 0% change, and it'll still be
2.32 if all appropriations stay the same.
It'll go down a little, actually.
Yeah, because you're putting more money in, but yeah.
But you're not raising.
If they don't ask for more money.
So who's asking for more?
The Historical Society is asking for 3,000 instead of 2.
They don't do nothing.
They don't do anything. Who's the Historical Society these days?
Donna, Rachel, and I believe Colleen might be the secretary.
Colleen who?
Durbridge.
Oh, well, that's fine. They haven't done anything. There's no activities. And they don't provide an accounting on what they do.
They do provide an accounting.
They do?
You can. Yes.
I think basically most of it's insurance.
Probably.
Fuel.
The heating?
Yes.
How come they can't tie in with the town here if it was us and get I'm just asking and get
that
a...
That building's got
heat. Mm-hmm.
They're not ours.
Huh?
They're not ours.
Oh.
I didn't know that building had heat in it.
Let's see.
Well, doesn't it have...
It was told to us.
I didn't know it had water, so why does it need
told
heat?
Told to us that building don't belong to the town of Eden.
It doesn't.
Who did that?
Who said that?
No, who did that? Somebody must have done that. Right?
I don't know who did it.
Before us. There must have been a meeting where somebody said, we're going to peel off an acre or 2 acres or whatever it sits on, and we're going to make it the Historical Society.
Because they bought the building from somewhere, right? From up
there. That building comes from up
the mills,
yeah,
right?
The mills.
Yeah.
It's the old office, a right. Little library.
But I thought everything was going to be part of the town.
Well, right, but it's...
I thought the Historical Society was going to be part of the town, but it's not.
Yeah, so somebody, some board, somewhere in the past, had to have done that. Had to have deeded that property over.
Exactly.
It was Walter Earl, Lawrence Griggs, and John McLean.
It printed just one, but yeah, lots of other...
I figured they could share.
But it printed all of this. That's why I assumed you printed more than one.
Well, not that, and don't get me wrong. I don't begrudge somebody that wants to have a historical society and do their thing and keep the history of the town alive and all that stuff. But as far as I can tell, they mow the lawn and have a yard sale.
He's got the accounting right there.
I don't think he mowed the lawn. Didn't they have a yard sale last year or something?
Oh, no, no.
It's about 52.5.
Yard sale? Electricity was $656.99.
There's two sections there. Insurance. You want the top.
Top one. 5,000 something's a total, I think, of everything. Expenses.
Well, is that the thing that says...
Your income was 52. But that's because you have cash on hand. Their cash on hand was $3,258. Then they got $2,000 from the town.
Yeah, they got
then expenditure. Your expenditures was 32. So the checkbook balance is $1,982.22. Eden Day account. They had Eden Day?
No. Not for years.
That's a whole nother expenditure. So we've got two expenditures for the co-op, two expenditures for the insurance, post, and then you got your post office box rental. So you got another $1,236. I guess I don't understand it.
Yeah.
One building.
I see it.
Unless they're splitting it up between Eden Day and Historical Society, I don't know.
Eden Day doesn't exist anymore.
What's Money Tree income? They put a thing up at the store one time. Right.
Is income on here? Was that what it was, an income, right?
Total income is $5,258. Of that, Holy mackerel.
So anyway, should we just put, how much do they want to go to?
3,000.
So we just put 3,000 in there, is that how that goes?
No, that's what I'm asking you.
If we put it in there, somebody wants to change it, they would have to
do like they usually do, instead of either take it out or...
Or we leave everything the way it is and somebody can make a motion, well, tell meeting day to raise it.
What?
They could do that. Yeah. We've had them change it before.
My question first is about the petitions. Who is required to do a petition when they want to?
I guess if the law says only social programs or whatever it is, that's what the law says.
That's what the law requires. And you don't have a policy that I know of in place. But I do know that last year, Woodland Wild Planning Commission...
We usually made everybody get...
We moved them so that they didn't have to do a petition. We moved them to budget. I don't know. I need to know what the right answer is so I can let them know.
Well, whatever. If the law is saying we can't do it, then just put it in there, the 3,000.
The thing is about it is just because the law says that doesn't mean that we don't have, there's not another thing that states that we.
Who's the other one that wanted it?
The dry hydrant guy wants 200 instead of 100.
Which would be fire protection on page 6.
They belong to the fire protection
task force. The last line item. He wants to go up to 200.
What does he do?
What is that appropriate for?
Do you know what he does?
It's not printed in here.
You know what that is, Rick?
They're the ones that gave us grants for putting in the dry hydrants and stuff.
All those in there.
But the dry hydrants are all in now. Now the town has to maintain them. So we don't get any of the $200 back prior to maintaining them.
So what's it for? Just $100? What do they do? It says rural fire protection.
You get grants, it looks like. That's the whole purpose.
Yeah. And right now, we're kind of dry hydrant out fires. They want more, but...
Where are you going to put them? Is there more places?
You got one on Blakeville. Yeah, you got one at the town garage. Yeah. You got one down there by my folks. You got to have enough water supply.
Right.
I think its purpose is so that they're raising money to give other people dry hydrants.
Yeah.
Just so they keep their grant program on. Yeah.
And see, now that the fire department has these, we've got a revenue fund, so when we go to repair or do the dry hydrants for the fire department, that should get charged to them.
That fund right there. Instead
of the money for that to come out of that.
So then I guess that's how that goes. We just put in there for them to vote on for $200 and put this one in for
$3,000. If that's what you... I don't care how you do it. I just need to know. Because when the appropriations come in, I'm checking the dollar amounts compared to last year, and if I need them to do something else, I need to tell them.
Yeah, my only problem is the way it was... Go ahead. I'm still trying to wade through that, but I'm stopped. What is an after-school program? Who do you write that check to?
The school.
Yeah. Fire alarm turned out, it could be zero.
Well, we can't. As a voter, you can't say no.
You'll have to get up and you'll have to take your...
You can. Somebody can make a motion to
adjust it. So.
I got real heartburn on that school. In case you hadn't noticed.
I think it's an after-school program that they get, I think, used to at least be discounted child care, basically.
But I don't know. But you're just writing that to check to Lamoille North Supervisory District.
But don't get me started.
We just did that, too, in there. See, did you the line back where with the state now? So now the school wants their money for you to take care of the kids, and then the state wants their money, too, to take care of the kids.
I completely know what the Eden Cemetery is for.
Yeah, but
I completely know what Eden Historical. I know the youth sports because we've been dealing with that. We got this swim program line item where
we don't remember. That's the difference.
We took it out last year,
so we're not even doing that one.
What's that?
The swimming program.
We're doing that somewhere else.
That's on the
different. The greeter program still at the 4K.
We took that out last year.
And we took the milfoil eradication out of this account. Okay, good.
So now all we got to do is figure out what in the hell they're talking. I just want to understand why expenses. I got two. They must separate their money up in two accounts. So they're paying $656.99 plus $574.18 per year for electricity, right?
So when was the last time there was an Eden Day?
Well, I don't remember. I've been here, lived here now 23, 24 years. I don't know.
I was still in elementary school, if that tells you anything. Oh, wait, no. I was in seventh grade. I was in seventh.
So that would have made you what, 12?
12, and I am 27.
So they're paying... 15
years ago, yeah. Or better.
Yeah. So they're paying about $100, a little over $100 a month for electric, right? Because they're paying it to what?
What do we do? You leave a light on for somebody?
That's as much as I'm paying, almost. I don't pay much more than that at my house. The old lady never turns a light off in her life.
I pay a lot more than that at my house.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. And the co-op meters are going just like this.
Is that your fault? Or?
No.
What the hell are you running?
I pay more. Light on. Oh.
I pay more than 100 a month in the winter.
I'm pretty sure it's mom's lamp. I think it's about 240.
Electric hot water heater.
Oh, that's what's killing you. I don't have electric hot water heaters.
In the wintertime, my furnace has got blowers on it.
Yeah, that'll keep. Well, I'm paying a little more in the winter because of the heat pump, the water pumps.
The only thing I have on in my room is a fan.
This is last year.
Their income about the same?
Yes. They bought some books. They bought some mugs. Oh, no, that's income from selling mugs. They got a refund. They had a craft fair.
I don't remember them having a craft fair.
Co-op was $725 total because they didn't spend
it 2 years ago.
It might have even been 2 years combined. So apparently their financial stuff was not the right year for the town report. So last year I had to correct it to be in line with the year that we were doing. So that could possibly be either 2 years before that or 2 years worth. I'm not sure.
I mean, I don't, you know.
It's not a lot of money.
It no, it's not.
It bothers me. It was a comment that was made to me in this room.
Yeah.
But the town don't own that building.
And I don't think they do.
No, it's not. But you know what I'm saying?
So before we get, we're kind of off. We're off the agenda a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's something you told me. I learned this from you.
Yeah.
Because you've been here for a while. This board doesn't have to abide by any decision of any previous board.
Correct.
You told me that.
Right. That's what I was told.
So did they actually sign a deed? So there's no way to get it back.
No.
It's gone.
I think if they stop using it for the Historical Society, they can't do anything else with it. Let me look here.
It's probably got a thing in it.
Oh, it's... I don't have a problem if it's opened up to the public.
That's right.
And the land is used for what it was made for.
I wonder how upset they're going
to
be.
If they stop using it as the Eden Historical Society, the property reverts to the town of Eden. The property. I don't know about the building.
The building does, too. They're going to, I wonder how they feel about it when we have our tree warden plant a tree on it down there for them.
By the way, it was the voters, not the select board. It was the voters at town meeting in 2000. Brought it to the select board.
You weren't here, were you?
No.
Okay, we better get back on track, Tim.
Yeah, we got to get back on track, boys.
Okay, so one more time. Are we only requiring petitions from social services?
If that's what the law says.
That is what the law says.
And that's what we got to do. I mean, I don't... That's pretty...
So I'm going to put 3,000 in here because that's what's going to be in the book then.
Yes, if they don't need a petition, yes.
And if somebody gets up and questions that, wants to cut it by 1,000...
They can.
They can.
And if we got to put 4,000 in for the school, after school program...
Do we get any
somebody can
expenditure thing for this from the school? These guys are all supposed to, aren't they supposed to by law give us a financial report?
Hold on, they might have given us something.
Yes.
Of course, the school's going to fudge it in anyways. They're going to spend $4,500.
You guys want to, here's a little information on the after that's school fine. Program.
What that ends up doing is making that $23,000.
And that's 4.55%.
Here you go. There's information on the after school program.
Yeah, don't. I don't want to look at it. I want to go to number six.
Okay.
I want to move on. I want to get.
So this has got to go to 23.
Going to 23,000.
What was the percentage?
Why does this? What happened to this page?
4.55.
So you added
1,000. Added three. Made that 1,300 for the hysterical society.
Yeah. So it's 23,000.
4.55% increase.
So what was the total at the bottom?
Well, 23 at the bottom, yeah. You got another.
Okay, I got to erase that then.
You got that note next whole page.
What's the percentage increase?
4.55.
Most of these are social services. If there's any more that aren't.
The 23 total, 1,000 to bottom line.
Here. Right, but then you got to go to the next page and see Red Cross. Yeah,
but that's all going to be the voters. Bruce will see if you want to go A to Z.
He has a look. The law does specifically
say. So did anything go up on this one here? No.
Which one?
Well, next, all the same. Page six.
That's where the, the 200 on the for the fire protection.
The fire department, that one there has to get a. They don't.
The rural fire?
Yeah. No. Okay.
And what do they do?
Give grants for fire hydrants. Fire hydrants.
They said they're not social service.
That's fine. That's fine. They're not a social service, but what do they do?
This is what Ricky already told you.
They gave grants out for fire for those dry hydrants, like we got all over the place.
Right, but if we get a dry hydrant, and then we are going to give them $200 every year from now till hell freezes over.
Yeah, it's hell. It's no different what you give the ambulance service or anything like that.
Has it helped? I got nothing against it. I just saying.
It's there to basically put money into a fund for them to give.
Spend wherever. We don't get it back. No. But they gave us grants. Now they want to pay it forward to somebody else, and we're helping do that.
Yeah, got it. So you want to run that
off? Otherwise, it's not free money anymore. You're paying for it in the long run.
Right. Somebody has to pay for it.
So
it's a donation of $200 to help.
So let's bump that up to $200 then. I got no problem with that.
Yep.
And all the rest of them staying the same.
Yes.
We haven't heard from North Country Animal League or Rural Transportation. We have not heard from them.
Yeah. Well,
will you? Rural Transportation even come and eat? Oh, yeah.
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 Yes.
They do.
Yes, they do.
So we'll leave them all the same for now until we hear from whoever.
So $11,687.99.
Yeah.
Yep. That's 0.86.
0.86%, less than a one.
Yeah, so then what's that do to our grand total?
Of appropriations?
Yes.
34,687.99.
6,87.99.
And that is 3.27%. Six. And then your total is
637.85
for 2.5%.
So what was the appropriation total?
The grand total or that section?
Just the section.
That's not bad. 11,689. I can swallow 2.5, I guess. And we're going to get more. Somebody's going to make a motion about the appropriation to school. After school program. I can't tell you who. Somebody's gone.
Well, if that stays, that's only going to be in the 2.5%. Now we come to.
Where... I'm not sure I want you to read that.
So before we go on to this one here,
roads.
Yeah. So. You may have a whole new crew next year. So, I guess my question is, what are you going to do about your labor rate? The problem with this little town, been talking to different people about coming to work here. Reason why they don't. Other towns are union.
Yeah.
Unions are killing us.
Yeah.
For one, when somebody starts here, they got no vacation for a year. Which, I'm the reason for that. I'll take the full blame for that. Reason being, somebody comes here, they work 2 weeks, they take a week's vacation, they don't come back.
Yeah.
Right. Then you got to bill them.
You know, no, you can't bill them.
You're supposed to bill them. It's that's how they do it where I work.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but really?
You're probably earning as you go.
I was gonna say you're earning as you go because I had the same thing at Milton.
I'm earning vacation as I go, so I don't really have any vacation. I don't have my total vacation hours earned until the end of the year. I can take them earlier, but if I quit, I gotta pay them back. See,
years ago we lost an employee here, good employee.
You said that happened.
$4 an hour more than what we were paying, and they gave him 4 weeks vacation starting.
Oh, yeah.
But I have a hard time with that. I mean, if you look at all the benefit package and everything, with everything, your insurance, I mean.
How do other towns compare with that, do you know?
I think they got better insurance.
Really?
They got dental, they got eye, plus their health insurance.
Yeah. But, where is
but
that?
You know, I was
they
looking
get on call pay.
But that's compared. That's the bigger places, though. I mean, I've been I was looking in the ones that because they've been looking for a lot of people into the thing in there with experience in there. And was it Fletcher or whatever the one was pretty close to what our pay was in there.
Right.
I don't know about their benefits or what they had for benefits, but Walden was another one I think that was in there.
The issue we've got is we're surrounded by Johnson, Morrisville. Stowe, right, that pay a lot more. If we were surrounded by Walden, Fletcher,
Cabot, Howland,
the smaller places,
then
smaller,
it'd be fine.
Compared to more to us, and I know, you know what I mean? I'm just saying it, so I've been looking at the paper to see, because when it first started,
so
I just don't think we were, but we've tried to increase it and keep increasing it, but... to go with the towns that are compatible to where
can
we are.
Can we compete with
like...
Johnson?
No.
So
problem with it, you compare us, we have two stores and a hardware store.
Right.
The tax base. And you've got the diner at the bottom of the hill.
The tax base ain't big enough.
I mean, you go to Mooresville, look at the businesses.
Well,
go to Johnson, look at the businesses.
Look at the population as well. And they got the same number
Cambridge,
of roads.
They got the thing in there. Now they just put that big RV park in there. I mean, it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Yeah, right. And so we're surrounded by towns that have a much larger tax base. That can afford to pay a lot more for the same services.
Which I didn't realize. But anyway, look at the open land. You're saying it goes clear green, and I didn't really give it how much property. That's not, there's not no really no revenue that comes off of them.
No, the state of Vermont owns a good share of the land.
Right.
30%. Vermont State Colleges.
So
I did investigate.
Excuse me.
Whether we can close the town and just stop doing everything. And you can't by law. Because the state, by statute, created this town, out of thin air. We don't have to have a charter. The town of Eden is created by state statute. You can't close the town. You can't do it. They won't like it. It's illegal.
Yeah.
Which, dumb. I mean, if you just, they're not going to take over the roads. They're not going to let you do it. They're going to appoint somebody. If we all said screw it, we're done, we're walking out, locking the doors, we're done. Done. They will appoint somebody to run the show.
Well, it's just
which is crazy, but that's what they'll do.
Well, it's just like what's happening in Hyde Park right now and in Hardwick with their electric companies.
Yeah.
Their electric companies are in trouble. Mooresville Water Light.
They
taking over control.
They had a chance years ago, Mooresville Water and Light, Hyde Park to become one, and Hyde Park said no, and now they're paying for that.
Yeah,
decision.
Did I read some in the paper about the Hyde Park,
but
whatever's going
what
on?
You're talking about, what we're talking about right now, seems like probably one of the things that we might put in that letter that we put in the town report. We're struggling here. I mean, I ain't getting any younger, neither are you. neither are you. So how do you, how do we get somebody that wants to be the road commissioner in a town where this is what we have, we can pay? Is the town willing? And I haven't done any math on any of the Hyde Park tax base or any of that stuff. I know my first payment was like $1,400, and $1,100 of that paid my entire town tax. Now, I look at the town, I look at what we get. That's a fair deal. I got no complaints about paying $1,100 for the, you know, we manage this beach up here, the roads are plowed, the lights are on, you know what I mean? We record the records, we do our shit. That's a fair price. If we have to go to like a Johnson model or a Hyde Park model or a Morrisville model for road crew and all of that, that's that's going to double that $1,100 a year that I'm paying.
Just for examples, our starting pay for one with a CDL is 25, correct?
I think so. Might be 23.
23. We moved up to 25. Try to get some help in here. Town of Cambridge just started a guy with no CDL. 28.
Yeah. He's a laborer. He's a shovel slinger.
At this point.
Yeah. He's willing to learn, but he's what I used to call a laborer.
Town of Johnson just hired a guy back. 28 plus, so almost $29 an hour with a CDL.
And he has a CDL.
But what I'm saying, I guess the rate of pay isn't as much as all the other stuff that they get. Like, Dunn Johnson, they get two pair of boots a year. They just go over to Johnson Farm and Garden, get their boots, and the town pays for it. It's all the pluses, which I don't feel we should be doing. I mean, and I, like I said, I'm a big part of this. But how do you incentive compete to get some people in here? That's my biggest problem.
You can't, and that's exactly why they are doing those things. That's why they're getting all the people.
And how can we compete with that?
The only way you compete with it, you have two ways. You got to start paying more. And if you want to keep the budget level, this is for the voters, not for me to figure out. This is for voters to figure out. You want to keep the budget level, okay, we got to pay the people a lot more, so the labor's got to go way up. Something else got to go down. Well, what's going down? Salt, sand, get rid of a truck, you're going to plow a lot less in the winter, you're going to grade a lot less in the summer.
You can get away with not grading as much.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, you're not going to get away with it because...
No, you have to get away
with it. Everybody calls I got to say, the last few years, I haven't got many calls.
No, but
once in a great while, you'll get one, like fire department, you'll hear them on the scanner, we need a truck up here, or whatever.
Yeah, if it happens right at the wrong time, but yeah. I get it.
No, the road don't even have to be bad. If somebody goes off, I just roll because...
They're going to call anyway.
Somebody's going to call. But
I saw one drive right off the road on the way to work the other morning. The roads weren't even slippery. She just drove right off in the ditch. What the hell? What are you doing?
I wasn't paying attention.
Well, she wasn't watching where she was going. But anyways, that's not up to us to figure out, right? Mm-hmm. So now we may have to figure it out. If Rick says, well, I'm done, and they vote in, you know, George Clooney or somebody don't know what the hell they're doing. That's one of the things about the road commissioner thing is who you vote in. That is the only thing I liked about when they tried to make it a road foreman. Because then you hired somebody that knew what they were doing, and you had somebody else that was the commissioner to take care of the budget and all that bullshit, right? That was the only thing. Because for years we've been, had your dad, you know.
Yeah.
We've only had one dud, and you know who that was, in quite a few years, right?
Yeah, I've been here 42 years.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know.
2004, to be exact. You know,
how many?
2004 is when he started.
So it's 25 years, roughly.
Yeah.
21 years.
Be 21.
But we had, you know, you think back on all the people we've had doing this job, well, I've been one real dud. You know.
The thing is, things are changing now.
They're changing so fast. Because, how do you keep up?
Because your qualifications are way different than they used to be. Now you got to have a CDL license. You got to be drug tested. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's to drive the trucks. You don't have to be any of that to be road commissioner.
So how can you do your job if you don't have that stuff? That's what I'm saying.
You hire other people to do your job.
The road commissioner doesn't necessarily have to drive a truck, does he?
And they don't have to work 40 hours.
And they don't have to work 40 hours.
They
just have to manage the budget and...
Right. You have to run things. If you so chose to do, you could still be the road commissioner and put in 2 hours a week. You hire somebody else.
There's a guy
you're
up
not
in...
getting paid for 40.
There's right. You aren't going to get paid for 40.
Right. But who would want to take and do exactly. The road commission and have the headaches of trying to manage everybody down
right,
there?
Somebody else.
How can you manage the help if you don't come in every day to... Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a guy up in, I think he owns a hardware store up next to the Canadian border. He's the road commissioner. And he owns a hardware store. But he hired somebody. So he has, because he's the road commissioner, this is weird to me, but because he's the road commissioner, he has entire... Just like you do. Who do you hire? Who do you fire? So he's the road commissioner. So he's, okay, I'm hiring this guy. He's my main man. He's the road foreman or whatever he is. He's taking care of business. Here's the list of stuff that he needs to do. That's his job. I only got to drive around here once a week, make sure he's doing what he's supposed to be. Because he hires somebody who takes care of the everyday stuff.
Yeah.
And he takes care of the budget and who's getting paid and how much we're spending. Oh, you spent too much on that cover. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what he does up there. And I don't think he makes a lot of money doing it.
Probably not.
It's real weird how the road commissioner versus the road foreman versus the... Because you're, right now, you're both,
yeah.
Right? You're the road commissioner. You're sitting here doing the budget. And you're the road foreman. You're the guy...
Doing the budget for... I'm sweating.
Well...
Doing the budget.
But if... But you're doing
the... participating as the road commissioner.
As the road commissioner on the road portion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So... But out in the world... And you're managing the spending, but you're also managing all the work, which is road foreman, right?
It's very weird.
I'm just...
I have a couple concerns, you know, of a few things. One, I don't want to go backwards in how we're going forward.
No, I think...
The equipment's come around pretty good, and the roads are coming around, and we've changed a lot of bridges and stuff like that. I don't want to go backwards with it. That's one of my biggest things.
Well, right, but that's what happens. If the taxpayers want to maintain level funds, level funding, or low tax increases, or whatever, then something's got to give, right? And one of the things that's got to give on the upward to get any help, you're gonna have to pay more. That's how it is. So, and it ain't about giving you a raise. It's about, I've been saying this since we started. If you go away tomorrow, we got to get somebody to do this job, do the road commissioner job. Yeah. How much am I going to have to pay that person?
I have a hard time with sitting here and...
No, I know. It's
say, Melissa, if she was to get done, I have a hard time paying somebody more money.
But you may not have a choice.
You may not have a choice.
And that's what I've been saying that right along. I mean, when we did interviews for the person it took... After that there, I had a hard time paying more money to somebody than the one that was there before. I just...
But you...
Oh,
I get it.
I know.
But your arms are twisted. Like, you're tied. Because
I've been out there in the workforce, and you go work for a guy, and you're busting your ass, and then they'll hire somebody and pay them more money, and they'll sit right there and watch you work. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
And I have a hard time shutting my mouth about it, but...
No, but I get what you're saying.
I think I understand what I'm talking about.
But it happens all the time
now. It happens all the time now.
It happens all the time to everybody into here, and that's...
It's pretty
sad. You do it any place into there, it's because right now it's into there. When I tell you what, if they get back to 2008 again in here, you'll be able to get anybody, just anybody's going to be ready to go and be going, because there isn't going to be anything... when the world crashes again into there, it goes down into there because it's going to go in cycles. It's going to be in there. This won't be happening into here. They can have all that union thing and all they want, but when them businesses and when everything is going down there and people don't have in there, and I'm listening to carpenters tell me that they were making $30 an hour, they're working for 15 or 18, and there's people undercutting them to get because they needed to get, because why? Because they didn't want to lose everything they got.
Because they're going to eat.
Because they're going into there. You drive by and you say, well, what happened? He said, well, it didn't go in there. I had this new truck and I almost got it, but I couldn't make the payments on it, so I lost that. I had to buy this truck here to do work with into there. It happens. I mean, that's real world. That's real world.
Well,
right. So, I'm not saying gloom and doom, but until that happens, it's not good. We're just going to keep seeing. I see people come and they go because they go. I had a guy, I don't know where he went to. He just ghosted me. He never called, never did anything. Just took, I don't know where he went to work.
He went to a different
job. Two guys, they never showed up. They just, they dropped by.
They offered a bunch more money somewhere else and off they went. Now, the people that do that, that don't establish right now, you need to establish your, this is nothing to do with the town, but if you've got a job and it's a good job and you've been there for a little while, and you need to establish that position as hard as you can, because if things do what you said, you may still have a job. You may take a cut in pay, and you may, but you'll still be working and eating if something really goes south on us. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't pretend to know. But I do know whoever, if there's this weird thing that happens when you have, anybody can run for road commissioner. Anybody. They don't have to know how to, a truck from a grader. And if they got a popular enough vote, they can get voted in as road commissioner. I don't know what you can do about that. I don't think you can do anything about
that. Tell me, I don't think you can do that when somebody's elected into there.
They're elected.
Right.
And that's it.
That's it.
You do have to hold them accountable to do the job.
The board has to hold them accountable.
No, the board cannot hold them.
The board's not holding them.
They only have to.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because
the board has control of the funds.
The funds, but I'm just saying, I take that back because they weren't appointed; they were elected.
Yeah, they're elected.
Yeah,
but you control the funds, so if they ain't cutting the mustard, you can.
Well, that's where you had the thing, as you said in here. I mean, that the dollars may not be appetizing enough.
That's the problem, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying, who the hell, that person...
No offense, Rick, but who the fuck would run for this job? You know what I mean?
I don't know the
Somebody answer. Asked me, they said, are you going to run for select board again? I'm like, I didn't run for it last time.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll just send you into the bathroom.
But
exactly. It's about what happened first time.
Dad, you're not careful.
But in the things in here, you know, when we first started this in here, that we've tried to keep bringing it up and bringing it up in here and bring it up into the air and try to keep up ahead of a fleet, try to keep ahead of
inflation. Well, and we called, I remember calling, I talked to somebody in Craftsbury, this was before you were here. Talk to somebody in Craftsbury about how much. She was all happy to tell me how much they paid for everybody.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple of them, oh, we can't tell you that. I said, well, I can go to your town report and look it up, you dumbass. But anyways, and then there was, so Craftsbury's pretty close to us.
Yeah, but they're looking for help.
They can't find anybody either for the same reason.
But there's not. What was it? There's a couple of them in that were looking in the paper. I just haven't read
to it. A guy from Woka, I guess, is getting done over there. So Woka's going to be looking for help.
Yeah. No, I know.
Woka's a different reason why they're looking for help. Well, this is pay. Just saying.
But now so the only other option, and we probably need to present this to people in town that give a shit, I guess. I don't know how to present it to them. But it's like, okay, if we can't hire any help,
you're going to have to sub the roads out.
You're going to have to do like
Greg did when the Waterville got done. Didn't have it. He came and plowed the roads for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
He came in and he took care of them in there. And then Wayne took over plowing. And now Hunter is.
Hunter Lockett.
And I don't know the guys in Belvedere. I don't know who they are.
Well, I don't know who's doing that there.
Well,
I think Earl is the one that kind of oversees it.
Earl Domina. So the state plows right through 118, just like they do 100, or 58, or whatever.
Belvedere,
109.
Yeah, but Belvedere has their back roads and stuff, because the guy now has got a big truck with a wing on it.
Yeah. He got the log road plow.
But I'm not even worried about the bridge. I'm not even worried about the plow.
Yeah.
Maybe what you do is,
you sub out culvert work in the summer, and you sub out roadside mowing.
But that,
you
sub your road commissioner kind of oversees all that stuff.
Yes, I know. But still, you got to have somebody oversee it, yeah. Right? You know, I ain't got any answers here. I was just saying
we're every line item has labor in it.
Every line.
See what I'm saying?
It's included in it. It's included in the line item.
Yeah, every one of those line items
has some labor included. Has to have. So that's going to go up. But what do? You know, So we got all of this. How far does winter and summer and all that go?
The rest of it is
yeah,
all.
Yeah, the rest of
it is all.
Insurance and payroll, the next two pages are.
No, I'm just saying it's all pretty much all.
We'll go through and just figure out, put a budget together, and then we'll have to just figure some stuff out from there.
Right.
Last year we put 80,000 in there. We spent 87 the year before. I don't know what we're at now.
Where are you
winter
at?
Winter roads. Of course, winter roads. Yeah, this is total from last year, right?
So I'm at the top of page.
That's this year.
Oh, where we're at halfway. Of course, you, the
you
winter roads
one
are going to be.
Today?
Huh?
Yes,
I did print the first
one. So at the top of.
Oh, you got a new one today? Current one? Oh, okay.
So winter should not be halfway.
No, you're just getting started. Well, I say that, you're 2 months into it.
And you're 44.5% burnt already.
But you've got all your sand.
But you own all your sand.
But your last year's is on your budget sheet. If you want last year's
sand. Yeah, I'm just looking at it. So you're only 32% through on labor. 12 on equipment. Expenses. Sand, you've spent all that though, and you only spent 82.47%, so that's awesome. You don't have to buy any more sand. That'll be good, right? But anyway, so why don't we just start right at the top of 7 winter rows and just do what we've been doing best we can without, you know.
New sheet doesn't have the winter roads on it.
This one?
Yeah, right here.
Mine
the top one.
The top, very top one, winter roads right here.
This one here, it says summer roads.
Oh. Did you get the new one you got, Rick? And she give us just one little single small page right here. That one right there.
Right there.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's the same.
Okay,
see,
I was going to say.
I got myself confused. I got too many papers. I did it again. I got too many papers from the last week and everything.
Yep, this was our total.
Like, I got this one here too, so that's
we're about 44.5. But if you figure that ain't going up anymore, we'll be fine.
Get rid of that one too.
We'll be fine if nothing changes.
Yeah. Right?
Now the coal patch, you used up 1,300 over, but that's will you use as much with because you plan on doing doing the intersections and stuff instead of patching, right?
Our biggest culprit on the patching was North Road.
Yeah, so okay. That's going to get paved. So
Everything we bought for coal patch went on North Road this summer.
So right. Do you expect your 2,000 or do we need to stay more with that, Rick?
If we put 2K in there, it'll be
Yeah.
2K will be plenty.
You'd be happy. That's
good. Yeah. I think you could cut it down to 15. I think a load was around 1,500. So.
Well, we may need that $500 to pay somebody.
2,000 then?
It all moves around. Right. So equipment labor, looks like you guys worked on your equipment some, but looks like the $9,000 was plenty. And do we need to go?
We were actually under on the equipment labor. We were over on the other one, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you want to leave that at 9 or 95?
Where are we at now?
Where's the labor on that winter equipment labor?
You're 1,200.
12. So, yeah, I'd say you could leave it at 9.
12. Leave it at 9 instead of 95.
Yeah.
And then we blew over on gravel stone by 4,000 for some.
Then this next year, well, because we crushed this year.
Oh, yeah.
And we did it on cycle.
Some of this is a year ahead. So,
right. So this next year, you won't.
Be half. You'll whatever's left over will already be. will be starting for the low, for because that's how you dictate how many how much you think you're going to have.
Yeah, so a 10K is going to be okay for that line. Next one is hired equipment.
We don't hire much equipment in the winter.
Not in the winter. So we got to
leave $1,000 in there. Yeah. Sounds good. Don't do much for $1,000 anymore. You rent. If we have to rent an excavator from Johnson Farm and Garden, get it moved up here, you spend $1,000.
Just get it here.
Yeah, because he was expensive just to get the thing. I asked him to deliver the, I was going to get a lift in there to cut some trees, and they hired, it was cheaper for me to hire a guy to come and take all the trees down for me, that Mozart or whatever from up in Crasbury up that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was cheaper than to rent the lift.
You guys got to get on here and spend some more winter labor, it looks like. You're only up to 32% of your winter labor from last year's budget.
We just started.
I know.
Three more months. Well, hopefully not.
You should be able to, I would say, 60. 80 should do you.
Yeah, we had 60.
Because that's easy to figure.
We had 80 last year in there, so
we spent 87.
So you're just roughly a quarter. You got another three quarters left to go in, roughly, right? Go in there, so.
Let's make it 85.
Well, don't make it too bad, because what happens is Rick gets all nervous when he sees his budget percent goes up, because that's where he goes by, so don't get him.
Well, no, if his budget goes up, but his expenditures, then his expenditures look better, so you know how that works. Mileage, we don't have anything in there, nothing in under miscellaneous.
Nope.
Salt and sand.
Leave it the same. I know the salt went up a little bit, but.
Yeah, not horrible, though.
No, and there's sand, you might want to leave that the same, because I don't know if it'll rate the price or where it'd be gotten.
It's 62?
Yeah. That's the reason why your labor's up. Where there's a little more.
30.
We're down on our sand. Our sand is cheaper, but it costs us a little bit more to get
it
here as far as labor.
We did, but you got lucky. You ended up getting some good help to help you. You know, between your others, so you were able to get culverts and stuff. Yeah. Was his name? Is it Nick? Or no? Vic. Vic. Yeah.
So where are we at there?
181.
Yep. 181. What was that last number?
2.55%.
181 even?
Yep.
Oh, okay. 2.55%
plus. Asphalt cold patch for summer. We didn't have anything in the budget. You must have used the winter roads cold patch budget money or something.
Yeah.
But again, that was mostly North Road, you think?
No, some of that was the intersection down there. That 6,000 was that intersection down
there. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're getting talking about getting that paid.
Yeah.
So. Leave it
at 2,000.
Leave 2,000 in there.
Beaver trapping, yeah, whatever.
Better leave that 500,
in 500, yeah. Somebody's got to do it.
Chloride. We're about right on for the chloride. I'm not sure if that's going to go up. What did we put in last year?
It's 16.5.
Find a new company.
Yeah.
16,000.
Yeah.
16,000. May have to have a new company, right?
You should have a new company.
Why?
He was rude.
That's not the same people. It is now, but it's not.
16.5 then on that one.
Yeah.
16.5.
Yeah. Culverts.
Long run thing. Probably just I'll tell you guys.
I did tell
Tim. Allstate was not happy about the thing. He bid the job. They were low bidder, and they weren't awarded the job. And he was not happy.
Allstate.
Allstate, which were Hutchins.
Yeah.
And he says it wasn't that they were a little bit less. As far as he's concerned, $10,000 is a lot less.
Yeah. On a $220,000 job, it's not a lot less.
But I said I would voice... tell him thing, but he said that, you know, we sell you ditch stone and we sell you chloride because Allstate bought Hutchins out, and as far as we're concerned, we won't sell you any product.
So that's the way to get the next bid, isn't it, dumbass?
So I said we buy our, I haven't seen the salesman, Rick Lawrence is our salesman for the chloride. We got a good relationship with him. He said at the end when we all got done, I understand his frustration. He, you know, he He said, if you're not going to pick the low bidder, or don't waste my time having me bid on it. So that basically is comment.
Yeah, well, he'll live.
We sent him we made decisions on what we all talked about it. And we went in.
We sent him a nice letter, too.
We did?
Yes, we did. We sent both of them. Okay. Losing bidders a nice letter saying, thank you very much.
Yeah.
This is why you didn't get the job. It was a good letter.
It was a very good letter. And, I mean, there is a policy in place. It does say that there are reasons other than the price that you pick somebody. Right.
And like I explained to him, Pike started the project. They didn't bid on it this summer. Pike kind of started the project. The reason why you were going that way was because Pike had started it, and their product's on the bottom, and they didn't want basically another product.
Another conflict. And there's a long-standing relationship with Pike.
We've done a lot of work with them. We questioned what's his name here about that too. And this time it's going to be done earlier too.
Yes. So, anyways, that's the.
I feel bad for it, but
I don't. I just dug out one of my form letters that I've used for vendors for 100 years, and I had those two review it and say, you know, this is why that we're not. And I encouraged them. I said, we really look forward to working with you folks in the future. We encourage you to bid on new jobs or whatever. But being a dick is not the way to get the next job. No. Right? It's just not.
So culverts, $10,000. You don't buy much for $10,000.
Not anymore.
So I'd leave it there. And the labor, you want to leave it right at 8?
Yeah.
Seeing how, if things do change a little bit, I know we were under a little bit, but.
No, don't take any out of it.
In the stone, I'd still leave that at the $15,000 because I know we were over, but we just did crushing and bought the gravel. So
hired equipment looks like we did pretty well, but we probably ought to leave that at $10,000 just in case. You know, if something breaks down, right?
Yeah.
You
might want to bump that up a little bit.
The hired equipment one.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're gonna do.
13, 15.
15 sounds really good. And you don't, like you said, you can't get $15,000 when you get an excavator for a week.
No.
Barely.
That small excavator, we were what, 10 something for a rental on the smaller excavator.
Oh, when
we did the brush hogging and stuff. Yeah. So if we rent one of them for a month, plus you're moving.
Yeah.
So you're going to be close to 15. I think it was over 10,000 when we rented that one there a few years ago from Pink Equipment.
Yeah. Let's go. You want to go 48 on that labor?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Melissa put in, right?
I put in.
Nothing. That one, that's last year. That's our budget from that we got this year.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. 45 is the budget from year before. Mm-hmm. I always do that. I don't know why.
And you might want to throw some money in there for stump removal because we're starting to take stuff down to Ken Harvey's and stuff.
$500,000.
Because it's what, $12 a yard, Melissa, is what he charges.
$1,000.
Yeah, $1,000 at least, maybe $1,500. $1,000 anyway.
Okay. Well, if you did 100 yards, that's $1,200. So
yeah,
you could do that.
$1,200. Roadside mowing and brush cutting.
$12 a yard.
And I think what were we last year?
We didn't spend any last year.
Yeah, we should have here on summer roads, more roadside mowing.
Oh,
86, 86, 10.
All right, so we'll go 8,700. Bump it up a little bit that.
Yep.
Okay. And that's you hired somebody to do that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
$1,200.
Then 8,700 on the stumping.
I got 124,900.
What?
124,900.
I can't talk any slower,
but. Well,
I know it, but I'm not ready, and I'm listening to all this, seeing if they're changing something.
Near 5%.
5.85.
Near
8.5. Yeah. We're gonna have to sharpen our pencil a little bit on that one.
I told you we don't go too much because he ain't gonna like it. He's gonna be jiggling at you.
Yeah, but I don't think we can. I mean, we're being realistic here, right? Best we can.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically been just stable. We didn't go up much. We added a couple things.
But I think, you know, part of that letter is going to have to be warning people.
Yep.
Talking about this labor shortage and the price of stuff and the so on and so forth.
So you go what we just proposed and look what we actually spent. We actually spent $128,121.50.
Yeah.
So basically,
we're still budgeting under
about $3,000 less than what we actually spent last year.
Still.
Yeah.
We really should bump that right up to $130.
The price of culverts and gravel and everything is gone way up.
Right. So the only way to stay in this budget is to cut stuff we do based on that number from 24 to 25.
Yep. The thing is, we take these numbers here, and if we overspend here and here, we try to cut back somewhere else.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah. It's because if you look at our summer construction, we budgeted.
There ain't no Democrats.
Budgeted 40, and we spent 30. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Less than 30.
Well, it's, yeah, you're borrowing.
Because we're trying to.
Borrowing from Peter over here to pay Paul over there, and it works.
This is what it actually costs to do. Cause this is stuff. Where you want to spend your, show people, this is where you spend your money, because this is where you get your state aid money from.
Yes.
What you do for your summer and winter roads. The summer construction, I don't think that goes in there, does it?
I don't think so. No, just summer and winter.
And your maintenance on your equipment, some of that goes into it, right?
Yeah, you get the state aid for all of that.
It's your total budget, I think, for each one.
Yeah.
All right, so summer construction is next, which is different. So that's $500 for chloride, but probably the same, huh?
Yeah.
Unless some guys raise the
price. I would think you could level fund that right on through.
Right down through?
Yep.
Well, because if the world comes to an end, we just don't do any construction.
Well, your construction
total is $39,500.
That's exactly what you had. Perfect. You did. I knew eventually I had the right
zero.
Number.
I bet that's going to be zero.
That's going to be 0%. Cool. Awesome. I can't read mine up in the corner on the next page. Is that summer roads?
Class 3 and 4.
Class 3 and 4.
That really should be just class 4 because I don't know why it is 3 and 4. Maybe that's in there.
I don't know either.
Because you can use that on some of your
3 roads.
Yeah. Your on your state aid money.
What was the percentage on that?
0.
Well, your state aid doesn't it come in class 2 and 3?
Class 2 and 3, yeah.
3 and 4 don't go together, I don't think.
Do they put the 3 in with that?
I don't think so. I think our description is
so this strong. Should be just 4.
I think so.
Because all the grants are 2 and 3.
This top where it says this one here should just be class 4?
Yeah. You want to level fund that?
I would think you could level fund that. I mean, last year you put 15,500, you spent 15,727.50.
Yeah, so this year, you know, we might have a little less because you did some work last year. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
MRGP state mandated. This is our what we paid copays, right?
Or whatever. No. This is a tricky one.
Grant offset.
Some of it is a grant. So he does get grants to work on MRGP, but then he also does his own work on the segments.
Right.
I
get it.
Some of it's a match, some of it is just other work.
This was set up to try to get within what the state is mandating us to.
Yeah, to prop up the grant work.
If you see state mandated program.
Yeah. So this props up the grant work.
It shows the state that we're trying. Okay, they fund this much of it and we're adding to it.
All right. So do we need to bump that up? By the looks, we spent almost twice what we budgeted last year. And why was that?
You
know why that was.
Culverts were one of the biggest
culverts were
right. Yeah, I think one of the grants only covered the culvert itself, not the labor anything to go
so
with it.
So the question is, do you want to raise that budget up a lot because we overspent last year, or did we cover a lot of this stuff and now we don't have to do it this year?
Did you end up, do you have more, you know, our brick, what they got? Because I know you did do a lot of culverts this year. Is there more that you got that you plan on doing?
Starting at the intersection of White Road and Knoll Flat all the culverts to Dakota Wickham is scheduled to be done this year.
Okay.
And that
you
is,
got that big one that we got to do.
Yeah.
And that
right. There's a plate of steel on there.
Yeah, but you have that culvert here?
The culvert's box. Yeah, that one's all set to go.
Yeah, so. I'm just saying it's that one's there. So what are these other 2-footers, 3-footers, some of those other ones you're putting in down the White Road?
It, 2-foot, 3-foot.
Okay.
One, I think the only one's been changed on that road down there by Brandon Sheldricks. The one above, below it, and then we get, there's quite a few up through there.
Yeah, there is a few little ones. More culverts around you, think.
So, I mean, down on Blakeville, we did this year, and that took.
Who the hell knew there was 4 of them right there in a row, or whatever it is.
Yeah. It's like, you know, and there's 4 more from where we left off, Mary Dusso Road, Cooper Hill Road.
Why? Just a lot of water there, I guess.
It's where all the main streams come in, and
yeah.
Swamp lane on the upper side.
It's all so swamp. Do you want to bring double these here, that stuff, the gravel, the hiring, and... I know you don't want to see that, because you know, but it, I mean, we got to be realistic.
Yeah,
it's going to look like it's going to be... up in there, and if it's down, but at least it gives you something to work with. That's
that was a grant offset. We had a grant, of course. This was upon
and
what we did was
we budgeted
this one here. We had a grant for Griggs Road, I believe this one was.
But some of us budgeted
not last year was a grant. So when we did it, we just did everything because that's all hydraulically connected. Right. We went through and we changed
did
every culvert,
ditches,
and
everything,
and ditched it and deburmed the road. So
last year or this year. We budgeted $14,765, and we've already spent $9,700 of that, $62.5. So we spent $9,700 against the $14,765 this year, but we won't be spending any more, right?
Well, we'll spend to get that done before June.
Okay, before June.
Which I don't think you're going to if you're going to have that ready up there.
Yeah.
And then that other
still
one.
Down.
Yeah, because you've got, we got so 2 more culverts, Rick, up on... North Road?
I believe, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, however you want to break that out above, that bottom number needs to be around 20.
Okay.
Based on the 9,700 over here, right?
You can't do what you got to do. You just, for your permits, leave them where they are.
Okay.
Because that's something that goes to the state.
So the 1765.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your labor... and your hired equipment, you want to bump those 2 up.
Okay. So bring this to 5 or more?
You could do keep your gravel at 5, or move your gravel to 6.
Yeah. Hire equipment to 8 or 10?
That's going to give you...
8.
4. That's going to give you almost enough.
And then you want to do your labor to 4?
Yeah.
Will that do it?
That'll do it.
That put you at 20?
That puts you at 21 something.
19,765.
Oh, really?
If you're 6, 8, 4 and
17. 6, 8, 4 and 17,65.
What does that do?
19,765.
Oh, I got 20,65, but 19,765.
And that's going to be like a 7% increase or 75% increase.
34%. 34%. Yeah, 30. But it's 34% on not, you know, it ain't on 150,000 either. That's why those percentages make me crazy, right?
When you do each line item like that.
It makes me nuts.
Because this don't really go into town report, this part of it.
No.
Oh, you are?
I don't know if the percentages
The percentage does.
But that budget goes in there. But
the budget goes in there.
But the percentages don't. It's just for us.
Yes.
But if you don't, that's kind of another question. We're basically going to be putting something similar to this in.
That's what I thought.
You could potentially skip that if you so choose, and it'll be a column on here.
Skip what?
Putting that in the town report. Information would be right here with your expenditures from last year.
Yeah, that's where it should be.
Yes.
That's how I feel about it.
But it's been like this, so...
It's always been like this right here and broke down so people can see it and read
it. Well, it's
still broke down.
Yeah, it just looks different.
But yeah, I know it. And that, I can tell you, you don't think that's going to be a whoop-de-doo in here?
What do we get for our money?
Exactly.
What are you hiding?
Okay. There's going to be a lot of questions that you...
No, it's all in here.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
And his is probably in the same exact order.
Yeah.
The other one's not.
So,
it's just,
make it look like... Make it... This has to match that. No matter what. The numbers have to be exactly the same. All you got to do is reformat that sideways and put the lines around it.
More work.
It is more work.
A lot more work. That right there takes some time to put together, for one.
You're wasting your time. You can't have that thing output it?
It's going to be more.
Well, don't tell me that. We're all happy to be here.
But the way this prints is the way it prints. So if it's in a different order or whatever, you're just going to be...
Well, I don't care about the order as long as everything's here and everything's the same.
It's not going to be the same because when it's going to go... However this is divided into sections is what you're going to get without having to redo the whole thing.
But it's divided into sections just like this, right? Or roughly like this.
Highway, probably. The other one, no.
Oh. Well, we probably ought to look at it just to see.
Well, we can leave that for this year, and then when we actually get the new chart of accounts and can tell you exactly what it's going to look like, maybe we can.
Then we can revamp the format, the output format.
Right.
Just make sure all the information's in there, and we give them a secret decoder ring. This is how you find what you're looking for.
I think it'll be easier.
It'll be easier that way. This is a bitch.
Because you could
I said, this is something that Melissa deals with more than I do, as far as the disability insurance.
And okay. Yeah.
That's all set through.
That's all just set stuff.
Like, I don't know, have they said what our health insurance is going to go up?
Yes.
A lot.
Theirs
was
62.
Yeah, yours will be roughly 62.
So what we budgeted last year?
Yep.
Yeah. The only thing, well, I guess it'll depend on anyone new that comes in and if
whether they have a family plan,
family plan, single, or whatever. That's based on you and mine.
So the life and things, 750.
We did.
It's hard to tell because he also had changes in employees.
So accident deductible.
Yeah.
Property and casual.
Are we leaving $1,000 in the top one? I missed it. I fell asleep.
I probably leave the disability.
Disability and life? 750 again?
Yeah, because we weren't sure. Okay. We started with a third employee.
Right.
In which is, there again, I feel the town needs three full-time employees just because
you can't. Somebody's got to have a day off once in a while.
Well, it's not just that.
What if somebody's sick? Somebody's hurt?
One of the drivers is 84 or 83. The other guy that helps is 74.
No, no.
So, who are you going to get to replace? You know what I'm saying?
The workforce is getting
older. They've always had guys who work in the summer, and they've always had part-time help in the winter. But you could find... Yeah, like when my father was in here.
Laid off.
He had to be marked around to help.
Yeah.
But you know, if they had to go somewhere, he had somebody to fill in.
But you pick up a construction guy that's been laid off for the winter. But nothing.
You don't do that.
You can't do that.
But because the work right now is running, they're running, most of those guys are running around almost year round, or they're only off for a couple months.
Yeah, and unemployment makes it so that
they don't have to work.
They can't, because if they come in and do it, they gotta fill out a bunch of paperwork, and then all of a sudden, you ain't gonna get a check this week because you worked a little bit.
Yeah.
So why do I want to go work when I can get paid to stay home?
So did you write anything in that? Are we leaving that at 62?
Yep.
Where are we at? So
the 9,000 workers' compensation.
What about the 11? Is that staying the same?
I think the 11 needs to stay. I think your workers' comp should probably go at 10. Based on numbers this year.
Unemployment insurance?
I'd probably say 400 for that. I think your Medicare is probably good at 25.
See how it's going away.
Your retirement, you should probably leave. That one's tough because it depends on how many hours.
Looks like you better put 1,300 in there.
13,000, you mean?
13,000.
For what, Social Security?
For the retirement, because
it's
based on your rate of pay, so.
The rate's going to increase, too.
Social Security.
Security's probably fine.
Should be good at 11, right?
Yeah. What else we got?
Sick time.
Sick time is kind of random. Because you never know.
Stay to 23.
I'd say probably, plus with sick time, if you're making If you're putting in sick time, you're not working on top of it. So it's really going to offset.
It offsets, yeah.
Vacation time. Because that was, because, why is it the almost 4,500 because vacation of buyout?
Let's see. So that one's high because I switched to July.
Yeah, so
you had an extra half a payout. In
so that. 93 will be okay?
I think so, yeah. Because they, I think they were already maxed out last year, so it should be the same.
Okay.
And then that child care bullshit.
$800.
800.
I had to pay for my children to go to daycare.
You're going to put 800 in that box.
Yeah, because we're not even at 4 right now, so 800 is good, I think. All right, so total insurance. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
124,050. 050. And that is 1.93%.
1.93.
Yep. And then we have a total there for whatever reason. That is
504-715. 504-715.
Yep. And that is 3.86.
3.86. I was going to say, that's not horrific.
Bad enough.
It's bad enough, but think about what a gallon of milk went up in the last 5 years, 4 years.
Talk about a carton of eggs.
Doubled in price.
Yay.
Is that 504-715?
Yes.
That's $500,000.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Used to be, our road budget was almost about what? Hyde Park spent on road salt. Well, it might be still that way, too.
But. It is. It is still that way, just about.
We're getting, our second load of salt came today, so.
Okay, Town Garage, what's your pleasure on the... this stuff. It doesn't look like we had any huge variance, a little bit on the heating, but you've made a deal, so we're getting cheaper propane now.
Yeah. We're using more propane than
the
normal.
The problem is he didn't used to use propane very much.
At all.
No, he used wood.
Used wood.
Yeah, and I was lazy this fall night.
You ain't got enough wood.
No, I got a load of wood. I got to cut it, split it, put it in the shop. You lined up?
I can when I get mine done.
Did you buy a load of logs this year?
Last spring.
Last spring.
Yeah, Chris Gilburn brought a truck trailer load.
Up here?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get mine done. I'll be right up.
That'll be the firewood is probably in there. $1,600 for a truck trailer load.
So what do you want to do with this?
What was the
should be around 9 cord.
Oh, that's not a bad price.
What line are we on?
Do you think that this total Town Garage could stay at 27?
6,500?
27K.
Right building there. Maintenance.
Are we leaving 911 signs the same?
Yes, that one and the other one. Both of them, 500.
Like, you guys jumped around and I was so lost.
6,500.
So I have a question about the 911 signs. I think we talked about it briefly a year or so ago. At this point, because we're having to buy more, are they free for anybody, including people that may need to replace one, or is it just for new addresses? How do you want to deal with it going forward?
What did we do before? Did
he made us put them up?
I think last time you said once the town was done,
they'd have to pay for it. They'd pay for it. Yeah.
But there are people that have come and said they never got one. So.
That'd been up to the fire department because they were putting them all in.
Well, I think part of the problem is that the fire department is using a list that's years old, and there's been addresses added in between. So I think there's a gap.
Yeah, but who mandated we put those all up? The state.
911.
No, I don't think it's mandated. I think it was it's a request mandated. By the fire department.
No,
the state mandated it.
Not every town.
No, it's not mandated. It's Lamoille County something. What
the hell was that? Is that the planning commission?
Yeah, because not everybody does it. It's not a state thing.
I think it's a state thing.
Well, I don't think they have them in Waterville.
They're not plastered all over every other town.
Well, they're all in...
North they North. Are. They're just... They've been a lot... A lot of more places have been a lot nicer, and they're on their mailbox.
I can tell you a lot of things right now with these 911 signs. The posts they're putting in are too short, and they're setting them back right next to the road.
Yeah, they're going to get...
So the snowbank is right over the top of them. Yeah, so when we go around... Like, this is a good old-fashioned winter started.
Yeah.
So, when you go around, they're going to fold them right over.
Oh, no doubt.
And Some of the locations are, they should be set by a mailbox or something like that.
That most towns put them on mailboxes, tie them to the mailbox lights. But I'm pretty sure the state mandates E911 signs.
Because people keep their mailboxes shoveled out.
But I don't know if I, you know.
You know, one year you guys had those down in town, down to the, at the, we had town meeting. Because I ended up, I said, well, this is pretty cool. I bought one for mine to put on my mailbox.
Have a 911 sign.
You don't? Hmm? He needs a 911
sign. I don't either.
Sorry, you got to pay for it.
$15.95.
I don't want one. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll trade you my 911 sign for a big-ass sign that says Dead End Road.
Do you have that many people driving up your driveway?
Yes.
You know, well, it does say it's a road.
It's a private, it's a public right-of-way. You can't stop them there, Roger.
Yeah, but Dead End Road. Dead End Road would tell them, hey, dumbass, you've turned down the wrong road. I'll put up
the heat for 2000.
You're gonna have to foot the bill for that. Sorry.
I'm gonna put up a sign that's got one of those flying monkeys on top that says, "I'd turn back if I were you."
Just to make sure you don't put it in the town right away.
I won't. I know where to. I know where to put it.
So where? What are we looking up?
I was just gonna. I thought maybe there was something in here about
dry hydrant repair. $750.
$750. Yeah.
Electricity.
It's up to you, but yeah, it definitely doesn't need to go higher.
It does.
Does not.
Does not. 2,600. Firewood.
1,500. You already paid for that, he said.
Yeah, let's do a 1,500 again. Maybe we ought to do 3,000. You hire somebody to cut it.
We buy. We paid 1,600 for a load.
Right. You want to raise that up to 16?
Yeah. That's what a load costs.
All right. 1,600 it is. Heating LP gas, we're a little over on that. You want to go to 2,500 on that?
Well, right now he is only at a little less than 700.
Right, but.
But you never know.
But
right now the wood stove's going.
Yeah, but we made a
we put wood in last week here. Trying to do it in.
So it was high last year because he was completely empty also.
Let's go 2,500.
Yeah, so we 2,500. Changed tanks and everything.
And you were already empty because I think you just used it over the years. And what were we doing with that one?
2,500.
Looks like the 1,750 will do it.
Oh, yeah. Looks like that looks pretty good across here. Next one's null, I guess. Rubbish removal.
Rubbish removal. Mm. Speaking you're at 791 right now.
Well, we got a notice from Casella's that their prices...
Everything's going up.
...will increase.
Mm-hmm. First of year.
So we need to go 2,000?
They did not tell me how much.
2,000.
2,000.
Although, we might talk to the guy that's putting the wagon in front of us.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We might talk. I think
you take our trash, you see, now we're letting you use the lot.
He's right there anyway.
Well, I don't know.
Huh?
You don't have a lot, but that'll be a problem for the beach. Well, even if we just get rid of your dumpster, though.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk to the guy.
If
he's going to be there anyways. I mean, we'll pay him. It ain't like we're going to ask him to do it for free.
It'd still be way cheaper.
Remember how I emailed
asking? Yeah, the dumpster's expensive.
Yeah.
Remember how I emailed asking?
Which person?
But we'll still put a couple grand in
there. Put the 2,000 in there.
Put the 2,000 in there, because we've got to cover the beach anyways.
Well, this is just for the highway.
So. Seminars. Did you go to any seminars?
We went to one.
Yeah.
So 500.
Let's put 500.
500
in case you want to go to.
What was all the supplies that went over by almost over $700?
Oh, I know what that is.
Bolts and.
Yeah, but you had to. You got a grant for some stuff. You had to match a grant, too, for a bunch of
fall protection. Came back in somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So that was, what was that?
I think fall protection.
Was like so it's $3,500 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, the chainsaw chaps.
Chainsaw chaps.
I remember that.
We had to take and put some locks.
You had to do your ladder.
The ladders.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I shouldn't say
The firewood.
I'm surprised you guys
didn't get hit.
Tag out.
We have that in.
Oh, you have that? Yeah. Where you lock out the
We have
power.
I just didn't you gotta lock out the locks.
We don't do anything with electrical, so we don't have to do that.
That piece. If you're working on a truck or something.
On the equipment, and we have all the the guards for the body props and,
yeah, there you go.
And our lockout tag out basically we got a thing in there where okay
what was the phone
we do got to get signed.
I'm looking
that's
right
one of the
now.
Things that he told us that we yeah, do we have to have signs out of service
out of service,
service
or something. Yeah
that's one
yeah.
thing we do have
4,000
you can't write on
no,
a piece of paper and say that out of service
23
for which line is that for
the phone.
So what'd you do for supplies?
I think 35 was good, unless you disagree.
2,200 for phone, 3,500 for supplies. Tools.
3,500 for we were on the supplies, with 3,500, and then the phone.
2,300.
Okay, that's because you got internet at the garage now.
Right, but we still haven't. We need to talk to that guy about his beaming thing to.
Yeah, so our contract will be up with Comcast in July, and I think after that you could probably
after that we can do it. That $300-$400 thing, and then get rid of that whole town down there.
Okay. So the, deal, the uniforms and boots need to go up 100 or so.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Uniforms.
It's just uniforms. We don't do boots here, so
I think we should maybe we should start at least one pair a year.
We're gonna leave that.
Yeah.
2,600?
Yep.
Okay. What's your total?
I got 28,600.
28,600. For 5.93. That's 5.93. What was the last one? 5.93.
I was going to say that's.
See, the ladders went under. Those could have been tools, and they actually were on shop supplies.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you told me to put them on.
I know. A lot of stuff, when we buy it for the shop, I just put shop. That's all I mean.
So we're down to the last page.
Well, we could eliminate some of those accounts.
Yeah.
And you can just put them under. Oh, yeah, because you had to get all those new
with these trucks,
Rick? Of the safety thing.
Because safety guys.
Because we had wooden ladders, and they weren't legal.
You're not allowed to have a wooden ladder anymore.
Not rated.
Not rated.
You need to get all those latches and stuff.
So all of this stuff kind of is... No, it's not, is it? It's just truck stuff. This is maintenance.
Yeah. So $1,500 for truck one. That basically is just filters and stuff. If you had to... We had a stockpile of filters up there for that.
Truck four?
Truck four is the 2012... We went to 18, should be able to, looks like, let me see where we're at. It looks like, I think we're...
We're at 13.2.
13.2, so leave it right at where it is, 18.
Truck 2,
you're at 13.5.
Yeah, last year we spent...
Oh, you put, we put a lot into that, right?
Yeah, we painted the body.
Right.
That one there, you should be good for a few years with that.
So, 7,500.
Do 8 on it.
8.
What says you made me?
Hey, I gave you guys pencils and erasers this time.
How about the pickup?
That's at 1,200 right now.
And you got 2,500 in the budget.
Yeah.
We spent a little more out last year, but.
Number 5, you're at 1,200.
What did we do last year? Oh, probably brakes and stuff on it.
So we're staying at 2,500 on that one?
Well, isn't that the one you had to pay up front and they gave you a credit for? Was that last year?
We had to run in a line.
I remember the Western Star. Didn't we get $4,500 credit?
I think
somewhere?
He's on the pickup.
The pickup's 2,500, you said, right?
Yeah.
And then now we're down to the 5,000 or the 10.
We spent. I was just talking. We spent 58 on the pickup last year, but we had problems with the front end, and that was about it on that.
But 25 gonna be good now, you think, or no? You want more?
Yeah, you'd hope you'd get by another at least one more year with the front end.
Oh, that should be good now.
Should be good front, for a while.
Yeah, right? We've got 4 new tires on it, and the tires.
So that'll...
Well, speaking of which, Ricky, do you remember about the whole deer thing? I don't remember if I ever told you this. They ended up sending a check.
Yeah.
I just put it in as revenue for you.
So okay. I haven't
had to put it somewhere.
I haven't taken it out, haven't looked at it.
Yeah.
So
So the Western Star truck looks like we spent $9,000 in maintenance on that thing.
Yeah, that was the due, and but there, like she said, there was what?
There's that credit we have.
$5,000 credit or something.
So $5,000 is probably enough to cover filters. And
it should be because
brand new truck.
Yeah.
And anything that is done at, I don't remember where, for truck.
Viking.
Vikings for truck 5, we have a decent credit for it.
Have you got any invoices from them at all?
From
Viking? From when I took it down and they fixed the valves and stuff in it?
No.
Must be there keeping track of it.
No, yeah, but we should still be getting copies.
Yeah.
We should be.
So, oxyacetylene looks like you're well within the 500 bucks.
500. Yeah, we don't use a lot of it.
No. Air compressor, that's just blank. All equipment, what the hell's that? Just general
stuff. Miscellaneous, like you buy a drum of oil.
Yeah, you're well under 7,000. Yeah. So 7,000 will cover it again. Yeah. See, that's where the little patent comes in there, Butch. Power tools, chainsaws. Boy, you're way under on that. So 1,500 is plenty. Chloride tank. 200. Just in case.
Yeah, you might want to put, leave it at 200. I was going to say, you might want to, you might have to put a new motor on that, new pump on that chloride tank this next year.
Okay. Fuel and oil. Looks like you were 36.7 last year.
Right now you're at 16.6.
16.6, so 50K is plenty.
Yeah. That's the reason why the fuel price is up like that, because when a few years ago,
yeah, it went way the hell up.
Like $6 a gallon.
Mm-hmm. Now it's kind of rolling off, yeah, which is nice. Gasoline, $4,500. You ain't got that much. It runs on gas, do you? Just that pickup.
The pickup, chainsaws.
Chainsaws, so.
And mulcher, wood splitter.
You're at $1,660 right now.
Yeah.
So that $4,500 is enough?
Yeah.
Grader, $7,000 is budgeted. We spent $8,400. Yeah, you got $8,000 in this year. What are we at? 21. 21, so $8,000.
Yeah. That one there, the slides on the grader are getting worn, and the only way you can do is replace the mold board. So at some point,
replace the whole thing. That's going to cost some money, but
About $10,000 for a new mold board. So down the road, you may have to replace the mold board. We put new bushings and stuff in it this fall. So the thing is, like when you slide it all the way to one side, it's tight.
Yeah.
But when you slide it to the center, that's where it's worn the most.
Yeah.
So one side will tighten up, the middle will be loose a little bit. You just can't.
Yeah, I know. It's just like an old milling machine. It's all wore out in the middle.
Yeah.
Not on the ends.
Yeah. So
same thing. So I got $300 for a grizzly bear.
Yep, that should be good. Just our grizzly, we run our sand over.
The loader, looks like we had 5. You only spent 900.
And you're going to have to spend some money on that. Either rebuild the bucket, because the bottom's getting thin on it.
Yeah.
It's 10,000 hours on it right now.
So it's 6 grand.
I just seen
and
oil today is 9,999.6 hours on it. So
you want to bump that up to like 10 grand at 6?
8 at least.
I
think you're going to, I don't know what a new bucket's going to be.
Well,
but you can either buy a new bucket or see what it's going to cost to rebuild it. So
the plows, looks like you've managed to keep that.
I just leave it right at 65.
Yeah. Next one down.
Did you buy a new pressure washer? Is that why it went up?
Yeah, it looks like you bought one for $900.
Bought a hose. 100-foot reel of hose.
Oh, yeah.
4,000 PSI hose.
Yeah, okay. So you can get around the.
Well, the other one kept blowing in and out. So.
Kept blowing out.
Well, it's almost 20 years old. So
400 do it?
You want to leave that at?
You might want to do 5 because you got to do a service on it this year. So, should do a service.
Is that hot pressure washer? Or is that just?
Yeah.
It is hot.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It's 220.
Yeah, that's so it's nice. Like a steam jenny.
It's like a steam jenny, yeah.
You, and it runs all on electricity, or you have to put fuel in it?
Fuel tool. Fuel. The burners run on the burner.
Yeah, okay, cool. Those are nice. They just cut the grease.
And that sits inside, and we pull run the holes outside to pressure wash it.
You can remove paint with that thing, can you?
You can if you hold it on there.
Yeah.
And the radios, we didn't spend nothing last year, but we just had him. I don't know if he sent a bill yet.
We haven't seen him yet.
Okay.
You want to go 750 still on that? Yeah.
Want to put in there, cause we didn't before, you want to put 400 in for the rental mulch? We need it again, you think?
The mulcher?
Yeah.
We own one.
Okay.
I think Leslie changed the description of that on here. I think it used to just say mulcher.
Okay.
But the one you used in that year was rented, so I think...
Okay, yeah.
So we'll just take that.
You might want to leave...
It was parts or something. It wasn't the actual rental.
This was?
The $400, yeah. I think, was parts. Or
yeah, because that mulcher, we had problems with it. And
yeah, so you want to put a little something in there.
400 in there?
Yeah.
The actual rental, I think, fell under somewhere else.
Safety equipment. Part of that is that what you had to spend, right? Looks like you're real close.
Yeah. Safety kit. Part of that is your chaps.
Yeah.
And what other thing did he have us buy? Oh,
the oil thing
and the drill press guard.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you'll want to get up next. Yeah. Time. Drill press.
We got a oil thing that we drain our things in. We don't have to lift on it.
Oh, nice.
Brand new one.
Never used.
No.
So does that stay at 500? You think?
Yeah.
So what was the sweeper in? We 2500, and then we went down to 24 something, and then we went to $500. Is there a reason?
The sweeper, we haven't been using it. We rent it.
Yeah. Okay. So keep the 500 in there, just take it right out.
We can take it out. I wanted to see if we can get somebody to work on it, but we can take it out.
Well, no, leave it in.
Leave 500 in there, and then.
No, you hate to give up on the old girl.
Yeah. Sanders?
Probably leave it right at 55. We gotta have a new chain. We used our spare. I keep one on the shelf down there because it goes for two of the trucks. That's $1,800.
I vote to put 500 in the miscellaneous equipment maintenance column just because.
This budget is different.
Right.
Different than it was last.
Because that'll cover. If you do get somebody to work on that sweeper, you know, you can pull out of that miscellaneous 500 and maybe get a half day's work out of somebody.
It don't look right. Yeah. I don't trust it.
Warren gave me a name of a guy that works on them over in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah? So, what's your total?
First of all, I'll give you the total, but I don't trust these percentages. So, equipment maintenance,
$129,650.
Which is 2.37.
2.37.
That's about right.
Total highway, 662,965.
And that is going to be... 662?
Yep, 662,965.
It's going to be 8 on 6. That's about 2?
1.31.
3.31. Yeah, if that total's right, that's right.
I feel like something's not right.
No, all those big numbers were on small amounts, right? So we didn't...
Maybe. So, and you got your $60,000 for paving and structures?
Mm-hmm.
For a grand total of $722,965.
$722,965?
Yes.
So was the other one up for Rick, 662,965?
Yeah.
And then this one was 72, huh?
722,965.
So I think something's wrong with the numbers that are in 72, the last year's budget, the previous budget.
Okay.
So 714,380 is the wrong number?
I think so.
Okay.
According to...
That's the last thing we had to do. So, I mean, that's something you can check, and we can check it at the next meeting.
Yeah. What was 721, Rick?
722,965. 1.31%.
Okay, 1.31%. Okay.
I think you could pat yourself on the back for that number.
I think the proper number for the last year's budget was 699,615.
That's probably more like it. So then it's more
like. What does that bring your percentage?
7 to. So it's going to be 7 to 722. That's 22. That's 6.
Yeah, I'll have to check this other column to see where the problem is.
Tell me that
gives us a good start on 69. It. We don't have to.
699,615.
Yeah, that's going to fuck that dependence pretty hard, boys. Let's go. Pretty good about that for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go back.
I knew when the percentage was showing on the computer that it wasn't right.
Okay, go back.
Okay. So what's the last page now? So is that supposed to be 11.31?
What's that bottom number?
For the previous year?
6.
Yeah. Not the one last year, 699,615.
6.695. And the percentage did not come to 1.31%.
No, you're going
to
be even more like 4. Yeah.
I'm doing a serious calculator. I'm nervous at 4% now.
It's 6.
6.
Near 6.
Is it 6 points?
It's going to be near 6, yeah.
Well, we'll have to sharpen our pencil on that one.
I'll do it again.
You want it to be at least 5. You like 4.5 better.
I like it down around 3. But I try to aim 4. There again, how do you stay... Well, you can be realistic with stuff.
Well, I don't think there's much in there. I think you got to be realistic with it in the year, because if we aren't realistic in there, at some point, you've got to play catch-up.
A good share of it for your increase, your insurance.
Yeah. Why does that fucking keep doing that? That's pissing me off. Maybe I'm hitting the wrong.
What did you guys come up with?
Your summer roads was a big jump.
Oh, it's not as bad as I thought.
3.25. Where it hit you the most, but that's not a dollar amount, was 34%.
Yeah. But it just, everything just, we went, you know, well, we ended up going into there. We went up quite a little bit, Rick. We went with the jump in summer.
Oh, it ain't as bad as we thought, boys. It's 3.31%.
3.31.
If the 699,615 number is right.
3.31%.
And I'm going to do it backwards. 3.31%. 722. Yeah. 3.32.
There you go.
Melissa's making me look bad because she gets hers down around 0 or
2%. I'm trying to help you out.
Well, you did last year. You did excellent. You did excellent last year.
I can buy that number all day. 3.31.
Can't do that every year.
I'd have looked at 6 per yard, but 3.31.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried. I still may go through and before the next meeting and look at a little few of the other things.
I wouldn't. Take a little of that.
I wouldn't, and I'm putting it right on the court now. I'll tell you what. Because we're probably undercutting ourselves already. At some level. You know,
your insurance is the biggest thing.
The biggest killer, huh? No question about it.
If we could do away with that child care tax,
well, that's not that
and all that other bullshit that they've added in.
It's just a few cents, Rick. Now, come on.
Yeah.
Few cents.
I had to pay for my kids' daycare.
Are we making a motion yet?
Yeah, but look how hard you had to work so that they could go to daycare.
Butch,
I make a motion to adjourn.
I will second said motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I don't think Greedy wants to go home yet.
I'm just reading this.
He's aye too, so all three ayes.